KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's being available on select mode.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a companion piece that we produce every week here with the ladies of the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here with me and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen with the top stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. And the People List is here as well. So this is available as a download at talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can also get the lists at talkers.com and djbshow.com. So I think I'll run through the list, and then we'll pick some things that are worth conversation. Number 10 on the story list from Talkers this week is the SpaceX launch. Looked very cool. Number 9, our relationship with China. Number 8, Larry Nassar, and what a boob he is. More hearings about him. The situation with immigration on the southern border, especially Texas. Number 7, the economy and what's going on with the cost of food, among other things. Number 6, Afghanistan's 5, that new Bob Woodward book and the reaction from General Milley to that. A lot of conversation. Number 4 this week. Number 3, the continuing focus on January 6th, and then what will happen on September the 18th over this weekend. California's recall is number 2, and COVID's number 1. Let's start with number 2, Jennifer, because you're in Los Angeles. You've been very involved. We're all friends. Well, I don't know. Jay doesn't know him, but you and I are friends with Larry. He's very closely connected to you and your family. So the outcome was something fairly predictable. But the outcome doesn't mean that people are happy. I think that there are all kinds of different ways of looking at it. We had a conversation about the process. Should it just be that there shouldn't be recalls, that you just throw these people out of office? Hopefully that will happen in the next election with somebody better. And I think that probably my grandson, who's 6, could do a better job than Gavin Newsom. Maybe we'll run him for governor.
Yeah, but that's when politics used to mean something. I think that Gavin Newsom is going to run again, and he'll win again, because people in this, he's very much in control of the unions. There have been stories that I've heard from people who are in unions who were pressured to make phone calls for him collect votes.
What has he got on him?
He shut down the schools for a year and a half, which is exactly what the teachers union wanted him to do.
Yeah, but why do they have control over him? Why? Why is there
because
this?
Because they donate to him. They give him a lot of money. I mean, they're all engaged in the same warfare. It's all about money and power. And do you think the teachers union would be nearly as powerful with Larry Elder in office? Nope.
No.
So, of course, the teachers union is going to fight like you know what to try to get Gavin Newsom reelected. The unions are incredibly powerful. There was a story on a national level about how they have been integral in the Biden administration's talk about masking. the unions in general have come together and talked to him about mandates and all of these things. So they're very, very involved with the political process. And anybody who tells you that they're not is a little crazy. And it's very frustrating. But I'll tell you, there are some takeaways from the election. First of all, once again, we have to figure out this mail-in election thing because it is so problematic. I spent, I think I told you this on the DJV show, six hours on the air on election night. And one call after another about people who said Larry Elder was not on the ballot, about people who were told that they had already voted, about people who couldn't find their polling places. Mm-hmm. Issue after issue after issue that only is made worse by the mail-in scandal and only made worse by extending our election period by 30 days. I mean, it's ridiculous that now Election Day is Election Month.
How did this all get started? Things. Where did these ideas come from? That allow so much.
They've been floated in California for a long time, and I think because, unfortunately, I mean, I hate to say this, but I think it's true. It's because it allows for fraud, and I think it's being rolled out because of that, because it's easier to mess around with things. California, mail-in ballots are different than absentee ballots because absentee ballots require someone to say, hey, I would like an absentee ballot. Mm-hmm. When you are a vote-by-mail system, a bazillion ballots. And they rely on the voter rolls, which in California, we have 1.8 million more people that got ballots than are actually legally registered to vote in the state. So think about that. 1.8 million ballots, that makes a difference, especially when you have congressional races or smaller municipal races, that makes a difference. So there's that issue. The Secretary of State has also not updated election results as they should. They're supposed to do two times a day. There has not been an update to the numbers. Still now, as we talk, the measure has been 3663 since Election Day. They have not added any vote tabulations to this total. And my question is, why? And I don't know if they want it to look like more of a landslide than it was, so then all of a sudden they're going to dump all the day of votes in kind of at the end when people have lost interest so that it doesn't look close, or what? I also think it was a very powerful day for Larry Elder, who at last count brought in about 2.5 million votes in the state.
Good for him.
Raised $18 million, so his political future is bright.
Yeah.
A lot of things to take away.
Does Larry run for president?
I think he would have a better chance running for president than he would running for governor next year in California.
That's interesting. All right, so that's the California recall overview, if you will, from Jennifer Horn, who also does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, in addition to being on the DJV program every day. Let's talk about Joe Biden, shall we, from the people list and the usual controversies about the feds, the federales, if you will. The economic agenda is going to be delayed, it would seem, maybe to the point of it not getting passed at all. It got all these tax and spend things in it, a lot of issues that are unresolved, and the Democrats are not happy with Manchin, apparently. There are comments from lots of other Democrats who seem to want to come out of the woodwork I never heard of Senator Chris Murphy. I didn't know anything about him much. A Connecticut Democrat. He says he thinks the Dems will agree on a package. I'm not so sure, but I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination. They want to cut it from 3.5 million, I think, right, Jennifer, to 2.5 or 2.1 trillion.
Well, in total, this is going to be about a $5 trillion spending package, because you've got the reconciliation bill and the spending bill that they're passing through at the same time. So when they say $3.5 trillion, that's a huge amount of money, but in total, it's actually going to be closer to about $5.5 trillion, because they want to pass both of these bills tandem, the infrastructure and the reconciliation bill, all at the same time.
Where does the money come from?
Right. Where does the money come from? Especially when you consider how many trillions of dollars have already been spent this year to deal with COVID. So Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema from Arizona, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, came forward and they said, this is ridiculous. We can't do this. Inflation is going to go crazy. This is not good for the economy. We want something that's closer to $1.5 trillion. Which is still a lot of money.
Crazy.
Apparently, the talks didn't go well. They met together with Joe Biden this week, and apparently the talks didn't go well. Joe Manchin says he's going to continue to hold.
Good.
I hope that he does.
Yeah, good.
serving not only his constituents, but the people around the country who just, when you look at this stuff, the people say they don't even, the numbers are so big, people don't even understand what the numbers mean.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of numbers, we'll visit number six. So at number seven this week is the immigration situation with a trip to Texas after these words. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, back at the Talk Radio Overview, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The number seven item this week focuses on immigration. Governor Abbott in Texas says he's going to send the National Guard, I guess, and the Department of Public Safety to shut down six different points of entry along the U.S.-Mexican border because of all the migrants that are coming in. I say, here, here, to you. That's my read on it. I say it's time. The chaos at the border is just that. I don't like the word crisis because it's overused. It's kind of like breaking news, but yeah, the situation is overwhelming there, and it's time that Biden people aren't doing a damn thing about it, so time to secure the border in one way or another. Is that what everybody agrees on here? Is that it's so dire that the customs people asked the governor, apparently, for help. That shows you. And the Biden people are just sitting on their hands. What do they think is going to happen?
Do you know how many people have come into the country at the southern border that they know of so far this year?
I'm having the slightest
idea,
Jennifer.
1.2 million that they know of. I mean,
just in
there
Texas?
Are. Yes. It is.
What are we going to do with these people?
I don't know. And then think about, because of the crappy way we got out of Afghanistan, we had to evacuate all of the Afghans. I'm not saying that was wrong. We had to do it. But we didn't take our allies.
Here.
We took a ton of Afghan citizens who maybe weren't allies of our people. We didn't have a way of checking. They were just boarding planes. And now you've got probably 100,000 that we have to resettle in the country. What is
and
happening?
Who knows?
And where are
they
right now?
Yeah, where are they?
Well, some of them are at military bases, and then each state is getting, they're doled out. California's going to get 4,000 of the Afghan refugees. There are states who are going to get 100, 500, 1,000. I mean, they're dividing them up across the states.
Jeepers.
It's nuts.
It is nuts.
And the thing is it's not about, I mean, look, I think we all understand empathetically that people want to come here and that there are problems and that they're trying to escape those problems. But if there is not an orderly system to do this, when do you, I mean, do you just let as many people that want to come into your own home keep coming? I mean, at some point you can't afford to take care of them, right? I mean, it's pizza for one night, two nights maybe, but then what do you do? I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, what's the long-term plan?
Yep, it's a good question. All right, number three is the January 6th commission and the September 18th rally. So this is the weekend for the rally. The rally is likely to be large enough that the police have reinstalled fencing.
I hope no one shows up.
I do, too.
I haven't heard that anybody is going to show up.
That would be great.
Yeah, they all look ridiculous. Is Trump going to show up?
No, this isn't a Trump rally. These are people who are coming together. And by the way, they're for a righteous cause. There are people who are being held up for months and months and months and months who haven't been given a speedy trial. But I hope they just stay home, and I hope they fearmonger and put up the fencing all for nothing. But we'll see.
Right. Where's Liz Cheney on all this?
I haven't asked her.
Yeah. You don't want to get her on the program. 21 after the hour.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now on the overview. This is called the Talk Radio Review. It's our way on the DJV program of getting specific comments and focusing specifically on the charts from Talkers Magazine as a complimentary piece to Michael Harrison and I doing the official hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And so... this is, I guess, this piece accompanies number nine, the president's announcement of a deal to help Australia deploy nuclear-powered submarines that they're buying from us. So apparently that hasn't been done. The French are very upset about this.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why. Are they trying to sell them?
I don't think the French are really big fans of Joe Biden. They definitely didn't like Trump. But I don't know how much they're into the Biden administration.
Macron.
Well, because he was really ticked. He was probably the loudest person about the Afghanistan disaster of Joe Biden's. And now they wanted to sell submarines to Australia. And the U.S. and the U.K. kind of got in. Like entangled there. But what I thought was absolutely funny as someone who watches way too much political junk is that forever environmentalists
this is
have
your
talked
third
about
eye talking now,
yeah.
Right.
But you know, sometimes you just have to sit back and go, oh, the irony. So forever the left is talking about how terrible nuclear power is, right? It's going to kill us all. Nuclear power is not the way to go. We can't have it. No. Even though it's been used, it is being used, and it's very clean. Well, when Joe Biden goes out and talks about the nuclear submarine, he says, I don't mean like with nuclear weapons. I mean nuclear in the sense that it's using nuclear power, and it's right. clean. And we've been using nuclear power for years and years. It's good.
Right. Okay.
And I just thought, very collectively, convincing. All the environmentalists' heads are probably exploding right now when they heard that.
Well, interesting, because the French, who knew the French were building their own submarines? I didn't. Did you know the French? Huh? Why are the French building submarines? And they're doing it, by the way.
Because they look like baguettes, maybe.
No, well, it's an Airbus industry. Airbus, you know, the planes that company's owned by the four main European countries, England, France, Spain, and Italy, I think, are there. Yeah, Germany's not in on it. Anyway, so they're now building submarines also down at, I think it's in Toulon, which is on the coast of the Mediterranean.
In where?
And so this is a big business, apparently. The foreign minister of France, his name is Jean-Yves Le Drian.
Does he live in Toulon?
He lives in Toulon. Yes, he's got a long nose, too. Anyway, they're really angry. They canceled a gala scheduled at the embassy in Washington to mark the 240th anniversary of the Revolutionary War battle in which the French helped the revolutionary soldiers. So you know they're ticked off. Right? Big bad
have to
stuff.
Be. They're canceling parties, please.
Right. Also, speaking of the French, apparently they killed a leader in the Sahara Desert of ISIS or something, Adnan Abu Walid al-Sahari, the leader of the Islamic State group in the Greater Sahara, was killed by a drone strike. He was riding on his motorcycle, and the French took him out with a drone. Again, back to the French and all, who knew that they had their own drones and they were around bombing people? Everybody takes shots at Americans in America because we're killing people, innocent civilians and stuff. Looks like the French are all over the place with this. And
as long as they're landing and they're killing the bad guys, good for them. Yeah.
But then it becomes a situation where innocent people get killed, and that riles up a lot of people. At any rate, it's just unga bunga. And that it really, it's when you look at some of the things going on around the world, you shake your head. Is this really? Are we living in a progressive era? Is the question. It's 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Two straws, one check. It must be date night. If you've logged onto social media in the last few weeks, you're sure to have seen fans of the chart-topping hit by Walker Hayes doing the fancy-like dance at Applebee's restaurants across the country. Inspired by the song's chorus, the restaurant is bringing back the Oreo cookie shake. So now fans can have their very own fancy-like date night with a Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Country singer turned TikTok sensation, Walker Hayes.
My wife Lainey and I have always gone to Applebee's for date night, and it's a great spot to stop with the kids while we're on tour. So I've always thought it'd be fun to write a song about it, and it's been so great to see the response to the song and people doing the dance on social media. Now, to top it off, Applebee's has brought back their Oreo cookie shake so everyone can celebrate, just like my song. What's better than that, y'all?
To find your local restaurant for a fancy-like date night, visit applebees.com/restaurants.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back in the fold here, the second half hour of the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio from Talkers Magazine. You can find the list every week in Talkers if you're curious. And if you're followers of fashion here and you love the talk radio conversations, conversation radio, these are the official lists of the hot topics. News talk radio is what the biggest, adjacency of lots of other talk radio, kinds of talk radio. There's health talk, and there's food talk, and there's fun talk, and there's news talk. And that's the core of all the things that are, you know, part and parcel of the best stations that are doing talk radio. So we have a top 10 list, a story list every week, and the people list as well. I thought we ought to spend some time, Jennifer. One of the things, the subset always is conversation about the weather, these fires in the Sequoia Park. What do you know about fires out west?
They're still burning, and what's really interesting about this fire season is that for Northern California, and really because they're so bad the whole state, it's the worst fire season that we've seen.
Yeah.
But we're not really feeling it, and I feel like I need to knock on wood because I know I'm going to say this, and everything is so dry. We haven't had much rain. But this, Southern California has not felt much of this, thank goodness.
No.
Northern California, however, is being hit, and so Southern California is sending resources. Other states are sending resources to try to get a handle on these fires, but sometimes they get so big, and there's so much brush that has not burned before that there's nothing left to do except try to get a perimeter around it and get a hold of it that way. And that's what's so sad. This is such a beautiful area, and with some forest management, it could be much safer than it is. But the reason we have fires, the reason we have no water, is not because of stuff that is happening naturally in the state. It's because of poor leadership. Yep. Gavin Newsom had the opportunity to spend more money on fire prevention. He used that money for other things.
He got reelected.
Capped the amount of liability that PG&E has to pay people back, so they get to kind of run rampant and not really update their infrastructure, which in many cases can be the cause of these fires because it sparks when it gets windy. I mean,
we're destroying our country with these progressive ideas. Nothing wrong with being progressive, but it's what's the extent, and I guess how do you define?
You know, I would say progressive ideas. This is cronyism. I don't even, you know what? It's not even progressivism. What's happening right now? It's about enriching your friends and heck with the rest of you. And that's, I don't know how progressive that is. That sounds pretty old fashioned to me.
I guess. All right, moving on. We need to spend a good deal of time on the vaccine mandate, on COVID. Boosters, that sort of thing. What do we know? Idaho is letting overwhelmed hospitals ration treatment there now. Italy is going to require a health pass to go to work. That's the first country doing that. China says it's vaccinated 1 billion of its people. Who believes that? Anybody want to raise your hand on that one? I don't believe it. And
vaccinated them with what?
Yeah.
You never know what.
That's right. Yeah, it could be, maybe they're putting chips in everybody. 24 states are threatening to sue the Biden administration over their rule to require employers with more than 100 people to mandate vaccinations and frequent testing for their workers. So are these all Republicans, Jennifer, that are on the howl and hooting?
I haven't looked at all the states. I would imagine they're probably more red states. But there's also a legitimate question about whether constitutionally Biden can even do this. He's using OSHA to go in and mandate that these companies over 100 provide or make sure that their employees are vaccinated, that even if you're going to interview for a job, you have to be vaccinated. I think this is going to be challenged. I think this is I can't imagine that this is going to go through. Yeah,
Biden,
I could
said
be wrong.
The vast majority of Americans know we have to do these things. They're hard to do, but necessary. You're going to get them done.
But you're punishing people of color. Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say, if the pandemic taught us anything, there are other alternatives. There are other ways to get the job done still. If somebody doesn't want to be vaccinated and you want people who are actually showing up to work to be vaccinated, then set things up that they can work remote. Figure this out. Stop telling people,
just let
especially the government, stop telling people what to do with their bodies.
And I think the company should decide what's appropriate for them.
Yep.
The government should not be deciding that. And, you know, there's also a punishment from the Biden administration this week to states like Texas and Florida who have been using monoclonal antibodies like Regeneron as therapeutics. And one of the things that's been very frustrating that I've tried to articulate is that this has turned into a war of the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And I think that's ridiculous. This is people's life. This is their health. And we should be focusing on therapeutics just like we're focusing on the vaccine, because people are going to get sick. People with the vaccine, they're still getting sick. And so don't you want to try to relieve those symptoms and focus on therapeutics? You don't have to do one in favor of the other, but you can do both at the same time. And the antibodies are very, very effective in making people feel better almost instantly. And the Biden administration is now threatening to take that technology away, or take the resources for Regeneron away from Florida and Texas who have been using this, sending them out to people's homes to give them the antibodies when they get sick, because they don't want them focusing on this. I mean, how is that helpful? How...
That's not what they're supposed to be. I talked to your father this week, Jen, about he's got antibodies, and I think he told me he had them tested. He's still got plenty of antibodies, and he wants to get
tested like 2 weeks. He's been getting them tested regularly.
Right. Yeah. But he also said he thought, you know, I should probably get a shot and get the J&J because that's probably the best way, you know, one shot and you've got the antibodies. It doesn't hurt, I don't think, if you have the antibodies to have that. And there's maybe a bit of a security among people that are thinking that way. I'm confused. As you know, I went in for a booster shot last week and ended up getting something that I wasn't planning on getting. That was a flu shot. But I'm of the opinion at the moment that we need to do as much as we can. I'm not worried about me, because I know I have a strong immune system, and I don't think that there's much of a chance that I would get this. But because of family, traveling, wanting to, I guess, be more defensive. No, what is it? No, more offensive and then defensive. I don't want my son's wife is about to have a baby. I don't want to be exposing her potentially. You know, I'll be there when the baby is born. And I don't want
to. These are all really good reasons to get the vaccine. They're
those
all
are my
very
reasons.
Good reasons.
I'm not telling you what to do.
Yeah, but what's so frustrating is that nobody's telling you. Like, you just articulated why you should get the vaccine.
I say everybody ought to get it, but if you don't want to get it, you know.
But what we're hearing from the government is not why you should get it. It's just you better do it or you're going to be punished.
Or else.
You're not going to be able to go to a restaurant. You're not going to be able to go to a doctor. That's appalling. We should be trying to
help people. All right, hold on a second. I want Jay to tell the story.
Yeah, I am vaccinated, and I had issues getting into the
doctor. And you can't even get to the doctor.
Yeah, ragweed should not have almost taken me out for an entire month. That's how bad my asthma got from allergies, that nobody would see me. It caused this massive lung infection. It shouldn't be that way. And I'm vaccinated. I went and got COVID tested, and I had doctors telling me that they couldn't see me because they're so backed up. The doctors who did have time to see me were canceling appointments on me because, oh, you're sick. We can't see you right now.
Yeah, don't go to the doctor if you're sick.
Is that
good
the most?
God.
But that's what's happening right
now.
Oh,
and
it's
my.
Infuriating.
Bunga, bunga. So there is a decision pending from the FDA. We have all these agencies that are confusing everybody, including each other. The FDA says one thing, the Centers for Disease Control says something else, National Institute of Health says something else.
Are you talking
and
about
so
the boosters?
I have these, I go to get my booster shot because I figure it's 6 months. I have a bit of a condition, nothing serious, but I should be able to get a booster shot. Nope. CDC recommendations, you can't get a shot until next week or next month or whatever it is. I said, what difference does it make? Yes, we understand, Mr. Stephan. We'd like to give you the shot, but if we give it to you and the government finds out, we'll lose our license.
I know.
Huh? You lose your license for helping somebody protect themselves? What kind of GD stupidity are we living in?
One of the arguments about the booster now, I think it's the FDA that's slow walking it.
Yes, it is.
Because they're saying that other countries need it before we need to be giving out booster shots, because there's not a lot of hard science that the booster is necessary at this point for people who have had the vaccine.
Well,
so they're saying
Jennifer,
the resources now to other countries.
They're saying that mixing the vaccines could offer you stronger immunity. So, in other words, they're saying to me, I had Pfizer, your booster shot should come from Moderna. And I suppose, you know, I don't know, it's called hybrid immunity. Now, you don't think that's going to add more confusion? I think it sounds like a good idea, frankly. And I asked about this earlier on, and I said, no, you don't want to mix. I think Ken said, CDC guidance says, Dr. Ken, who's a part of the DJV program, when I asked him, he said, well, the CDC guidance says that you shouldn't mix them. Now, the FDA says, yeah, let's mix them up.
Let's mix them up.
Thank God. These are the charts for the week of September 13th to the 17th, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Story count, top 10. At number 10, the SpaceX launch. Pretty cool stuff. At number 9, our relationship with China. Number 8, Larry Nassar. Number 7, the immigration situation, especially along the border of Texas. Number 6, our economy, the cost of food. Number 5, leftover items from Afghanistan. Number 4, the Bob Woodward book about General Milley, or about things going on and Milley's reaction to it. January 6th is number 3. The California recall is number 2. And at number 1, COVID and all of its various forms, the machinations about boosters and vaccines and masks and mandates. Those are it, the top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FALL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FALL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FALL.
Doug Steffen here with a people list from the charts, according to Talkers Magazine. These are published every week at talkers.com and also the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. At number 10 on the people list, Larry Nassar. Number 9, the old fossil, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi, another old fossil, is at 8. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, 7. DeSantis, governor of Florida, at 6. Mark Milley at 5. Donald Trump at 4. A tie between Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder at number 3, Dr. Phony Fauci. Oh, no, his name is Tony. Sorry, a slip of the tongue. See what I did there? Anyway, Fauci is at number 2, and El Presidente Joe Biden is in the number 1 position. He was more visible this week than he has been, economic plans and all that stuff being discussed. So those are the two official lists. You heard him here first on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, I want to spend a couple more moments going back to number 7 and the focus on one of the things that we have not talked about, the weather and the hurricane in the latest round of of weekly hurricanes. It probably dropped more. Yeah, it is. Well, almost over. We're almost through it. Usually with the start of fall, that stuff all slows down and fall starts in a week. So anyway, Jay, you're in Nashville, and your weather this week was kind of indicative of what was going around the central part of the country, the Midwest, the Mid-South, as far as the amount of rain that you've had and what in the world we're going to do. I saw a report actually on the local television station about how much rain we've had here in Massachusetts. I think the normal for this time of year, it's like 2 inches a month, that sort of thing, over the course of the year. So to this point, we might have had 18. We've had 29 inches of rain here, and much of it in the last month and a half, although it's been raining constantly through most of the summer. Those of us who are farmers are having a horrible time. But down there in Tennessee, you've had more rain also, right, than is normally the case. Lots of
This week, actually, Nashville we had a little bit of a sprinkle and a couple of random showers, but not that much. I don't know what the weather system is above Davidson County, but a lot of times we'll see this big storm cell coming, and then it just splits and then goes around us and then comes back together, or it dissipates. Cool. It's the craziest thing, and then other times something pops up out of nowhere.
Maybe you're living in an alien colony.
It might be, where the Berenstain Bears are still spelled E-I-N.
That's right.
Okay, I wanted to do a countdown extra. We got about a minute left here. The story of this guy, Alex Murdaugh. Has this become the psycho fanatic story of the year so far?
Well, when I first heard the story, I was like, I kind of feel sorry for this guy. He lost his wife.
I did, too. We
kid.
Talked about it, I think, on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, and then he wants to off himself to give something to his son. But then you realize this guy was not a good guy. He might have killed his cleaning lady. Who knows?
There's thinking he's responsible for the death of his wife.
Could be.
Frankly, you know, he's that
allegedly,
crazy.
We'll add.
So this is another Hallmark movie, right, Jay?
This is totally going to be a Lifetime movie. No doubt about it.
Yeah. What's the difference between Lifetime?
The question is, who will play him?
Well, Lifetime mysteries. Lifetime does a lot of mysteries. Hallmark does more of like just the love stories.
Oh, romance.
Hallmark is like make you feel good. Lifetime is questioning, could my spouse snap and kill me?
Right. The answer is yeah.
Good to know.
Probably.
You heard it here first, folks. On the instead of talking about Doc, I said earlier when I was recording some of the people names, I said Dr. Phony Fauci. I realized that was a Freudian slip. Well, maybe not. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour here as we overview the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan usually does that, but I'm here because she's not. So we'll take a stab at going through the top five as reported and monitored this past week. At number five, the motorcycle vibrations that affect your iPhone camera. There's a new post on Apple's support system saying that iPhones that are on bikes, motorcycles, that sort of thing, subject to high amplitude vibrations that will degrade the device's camera system. Apple recommends against mounting an iPhone on a motorcycle or a bicycle. Here's the explanation from Apple. If you accidentally move a camera when you take a picture, the resulting image will be blurry. Duh. To prevent this, some iPhone models have optical image stabilization, which lets you take sharp photos even if you are moving the camera around. With this system, a gyroscope senses that the camera moved to reduce image motion and the resulting blur. The lens moves according to the angle of the gyroscope. That's pretty fascinating, isn't it, that they have that technology. Long-term direct exposure to high-amplitude vibrations within certain frequency ranges may degrade the performance of these systems and lead to reduced image quality for photos and for videos. So, expose your iPhone to extended high-amplitude vibrations, and it's kind of going to get used to it. I guess that's it. Also in that post, Apple says if you're planning to mount your iPhone to a scooter or a moped, use a vibration dampening mount to lessen the risk. Who in the world does this? I mean, must be a lot of people doing it. Number four on the list, getting closer to number one, top tech stories of the week, Instagram building a new feature letting users customize their feed. The feature would reportedly let you favorite up to 30 accounts, which would show up in your feed before other non-favorite accounts. On social media apps like Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, followed accounts accumulate pretty quickly. Feeds can quickly turn into a soup of posts that algorithms assume you're interested in. As a result of that, the posts you're actually interested in wind up buried under brands. A lot of us, I have that. You know, there's just so much stuff that you're getting. So many people sending emails and stuff. So anyway, when asked about a feature, a company spokesperson at Facebook said this feature is an internal prototype that still is in development, not testing externally. Number three on the top five this week of technology items, Apple's new iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini out and about, looking very similar to the iPhone 12, has a smaller notch and a diagonal camera array, equipped with a new A15 Bionic chip. They have an improved dual camera system on the back of them. Apple's also promising longer battery life with the new phone. The iPhone 13 mini starts at $729. iPhone 13 is at $829. And then there's the iPhone 13 Pro that starts at $999. The Pro Max at $1,099. These are pretty darned expensive. The key new camera features coming to the iPhone 13 lineup: cinematic mode, applying a portrait mode style blur to the background, something Apple calls photographic styles, which lets you select different styles before you take a photo. All right, number two, DoorDash suing New York City over a law that requires it to share customer data with restaurants. This deserves a big boo from everybody. Under the law that was passed or approved in July, third-party food delivery services in New York have to share customers' names, phone numbers, emails, addresses with a restaurant. You don't have to do that when you go in to the restaurant and you order your food, you eat your food, you pay for a credit card. This is outrageous. And so apparently the counselor who introduced it said that he was trying to help out the restaurant industry, but the public doesn't like it, neither does DoorDash. So hopefully that'll get kicked out. Number one tech story of the week, Amazon is covering 100% of college tuition for their hourly employees. They're going to pay 100% of college tuition. There's 750,000 hourly employees. So if you want to go back to school and you need a job, Amazon says, come work for us and we'll pay for your education. I don't know what it is. I think you got to have 90 days under your belt, and then they'll start covering diploma programs, GEDs, English as a second language certification, and this is all the people that are working in the warehouses, distribution centers, drivers, etc. So that's actually a pretty good deal, it sounds like. There it is, the summary of the top five tech stories this week. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Heritage Foundation legal fellow Zach Smith says House voting rights legislation, otherwise known as the We the People Act, would prohibit states from requiring photo identification when people go to vote.
Voter ID is one of the easiest and most common sense mechanisms states can implement to protect the integrity of their electoral process.
Smith adds that it even more provisions make it easy to cheat and manipulate election results. He noted that the newest sections are clearly intended to make fraud impossible to detect by restricting election audits, preventing poll observers from being able to effectively monitor the election process, and criminalizing the ability of citizens to investigate the administration of their elections and question election officials about their conduct and potential misbehavior. Overseas, the mayor of Afghanistan's capital city, Kabul, says the Taliban has ordered female government workers to stay home.
The interim mayor of Afghanistan's capital has said that only women whose positions cannot be replaced by men will be allowed to work. Many women bravely took to the streets to protest increasing restrictions on Afghan women. In recent days, the new Taliban government issued several decrees rolling back the rights of girls and women. Girls in middle and high school have not been allowed to return to school, whereas boys returned recently. Protester Basira Tawana said the Taliban are misinterpreting Islam. In Islam, women are given more rights. Why are they taking our rights? We need schools for ladies to reopen again. Women should go back to their jobs. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities say a body discovered today in Wyoming believed to be Gabrielle Petito. An FBI agent said cause of death not yet determined. Petito and her boyfriend Brian Laundrie left in July on a cross-country trek. She went missing. Laundrie came home by himself. Now he's been missing since Tuesday. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A new memorial unveiled in the heart of Amsterdam to honor Dutch victims of the Holocaust.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said the monument would remind citizens today to be vigilant against anti-Semitism. This name monument says 102,163 times, "No, we will not forget you. No, we won't accept that your name is erased. And no, evil does not have the last word." The memorial is made up of walls that spell out a Hebrew word meaning "in memory of." It is a creation of Polish Jewish architect Daniel Lipskind, who had every brick in the wall inscribed with the name of a Holocaust victim. Memorial visitor Paul Stoppelman says the monument means a lot to him.
Very emotional, very... But we have now something in reality. All the names, it is something that we had to wait for this so many years, but finally it is realized.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Mounting trash means mounting anger in New Orleans.
Garbage and debris are piling up along many New Orleans streets almost 3 weeks after Hurricane Ida pounded southeast Louisiana as residents react with increasing anger. Several residents told a city council committee they haven't had their garbage collected since days before the storm hit on August 29th. Mayor LaToya Cantrell's administration says much of the problem arises from labor shortages that have plagued the city for months, exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic and then the storm. Patrick Frost reporting.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas increasing 2 cents this week, $3.19 a gallon. AAA says much of the rise due to the impact from Hurricanes Ida and Nicholas on oil and refinery production. Approximately 30% of crude production in the Gulf of Mexico remains shuttered. Around the country, highest price in California, $4.39 a gallon. More stories at townhall.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
A private Christian college in Missouri, the College of the Ozarks, remains in the battle to oppose a government policy essentially requiring the school to place students in dormitories according to their sexual orientation and gender identity rather than their biological sex.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air now with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and one Doug Steffen. Michael is here once again to talk about the fabulous interview he did on the Michael Harrison interview last week with a very well-known host. It was a fabulous interview. And, well, of course, you have a new one this week to talk about, but let's talk about last week.
I wasn't sure which one you were referring to.
I'm teasing. Yes, sir.
Because the one that has replaced the one with you, although
you've got the guys from WABC.
I can't believe that was like walking into the lion's den. Can you imagine by remote? that means, folks, I'm the only one not there.
Yeah.
The CEO of the company that owns WABC, the president of the company that owns WABC, and one of their talk show hosts, namely Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy
was, I got to tell you, I don't know if you heard the interview. I doubt you have. You're a busy man.
Yet.
But
yeah.
But Rudy, I actually made him look good.
Good for you.
We talked about, you know, old New York and, you know, going all the way back to Fiorello LaGuardia.
Yeah, he loved that.
It was fun, and he was totally together.
Well, you see, that's the mark of a good interviewer, to relax the people that you're talking to, and not to try to get them, you know, the old gotcha thing, but you get the most out of people when they're relaxed.
Yeah,
I had a fabulous
Moody's getting beaten up enough, you know. He's getting
It's too easy to go down that road. I had David Rubenstein on, and it was a fab. I love his interviews. I don't know if you've ever seen him on Bloomberg or public. Mm-hmm. You know who he is, a very, very successful Wall Street guy. And mm-hmm. he just has a penetrating way of getting through to people and getting them to talk about their business and what business in America is like. It was really, I enjoyed the conversation. But the only reason I bring it up is because I think that I've found over the years, and I know you have, that the best way to get the most out of people is to have them comfortable. Why would you want them to be on edge? I mean, it's not the style that I think is productive. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I also believe in letting people hang themselves with their own rope. I don't necessarily have to even have them realize that I am showing them for what they are through their own words and not having to, you know, put the stake in their heart so that I look like I won.
Right.
That's something that I consider to be an art.
You don't become the most important part. With a lot of these phonies, it's all about them. They want to be, I'm going to get you, man. And it'll be all about the...
Everything these phonies do that's about them, what they don't realize, it's really you and I. It's about us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Shall we do the chart?
Why not? That's a great idea. How do we get so sidetracked? My heavens.
Top stories of
the week and the people list. Michael, please go through them.
At number 10, we have the SpaceX tourist launch. That's pretty wild stuff.
Did you watch some of that?
I didn't watch it. I didn't even see the replays of it. I heard about it, and it obviously exciting. I get nervous watching things like that because I fear tragedy could happen. It's because it's real life, and these people, they have tremendous courage, or maybe they're not too smart, but you're really just having a gigantic amount of power underneath you launching you out of this. It's scary.
Yeah.
U.S.-China relations at number 9, the Larry Nassar hearings at number 8. Number 7, climate change, immigration, race relations, and abortion. 4 of the big topics all clumped up at number 7. And we have 4 big topics clumped up at number 6. The economy, the budget, the infrastructure, and inflation. So right there in 6 and 7, we have the economy, the budget, the infrastructure, inflation, climate change, immigration, race relations, and abortion. All big topics on talk radio. And number 5, Afghanistan, which is still in the top 10, but not number 1 or 2 as it had been. Number 4, the Bob Woodward book, Peril, and it contains some information about General Milley, and that's very controversial. It's quite a book, from what I hear. I haven't read it yet, but a lot of the news organizations have, and they're sharing pieces of it. Number 3, the January 6th Commission, tied with the September 18th rally. That's a rally that's scheduled to support those who were arrested for the January 6th riot as being political prisoners. Very disturbing. Mm-hmm. At number 2, the California recall has come and gone. And at number 1, we have COVID-19, boosters, vaccines, masks, mandates, and madness. Want to hear the people?
Please.
Number 10, Larry Nassar. Number 9, Mitch McConnell. Number 8, Nancy Pelosi. 7, Greg Abbott. 6, Ron DeSantis. Number 5, General Mark Milley. Number 4, former President Donald Trump. Number 3, Governor Gavin Newsom.
Oh, isn't he still the president? I thought he'd go back again. I missed that.
He's sort of kind of a president, but more people call him president now than they did when he was president. One of the things that the Trump supporters always complained about is, why don't you call him President Trump and show him the respect he's due? But I think we haven't been calling presidents president every time we see their name going all the way back to Nixon. But that's another story. We have Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder tied at 3. We have Dr. Tony Fauci at 2 and Joe Biden. He's also a president at number 1. A lot of presidents.
Lots of presidents.
Lots of them.
Remember that old George Bush song? He's the president and resident. That's my Bush. Or that's my Trump. It works on single syllable. President's name.
I never heard that.
That's my Obama. You ever heard that, really?
Oh. No. Yeah.
All
I'm
right.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. People list.
I did it.
I know you did, but I want to do it again. Because I wanted to. I fell into this. When I was doing the list earlier, I said Dr. Phony Fauci. And it was a slip of the tongue. And then I thought maybe it was a Freudian slip of the tongue.
Ooh. Hmm? I personally don't think he's so terrible, so...
I don't know that he's so terrible. I just think he's overexposed.
I think he's in a territory where you can't win.
And you know what? That's a very interesting observation. The other side of it is that this week, I'll tell you my experience trying to get a shot, a booster shot. CDC, the FDA, the NIH don't agree on anything. And it's so confusing. The average person is so confused, they have played right into the hands of the naysayers by not having information that makes any sense. I went to get a booster shot. I was told I could get one. I went in and said, maybe you can get one because I have a little bit of a compromise and it should qualify for me getting a booster. And I thought, okay, I'll go. I had a few minutes on Saturday morning and I spent an hour filling out paperwork and doing things that is so obnoxious that it's like the DoorDash thing this week. Did you hear DoorDash is suing the Restaurant Association of New York and the City of New York because they're requiring DoorDash to give the names, addresses, telephone numbers, and credit card information on all the people they deliver food to. And, you know, you think back, hello, when I go to the restaurant, I pay with cash or a credit card. They don't know what my name is. They don't know where I live. They don't know what my, why should they? And, you know, this kind of stuff is coming as a result of another ancillary thing from COVID that is, I find it completely unacceptable. How about you?
I find parts of it troubling, and I find parts of it completely understandable.
Which part?
The part that we have to compromise, and we have to, in some ways, bend with these difficulties in order to come together to be able to fight this thing.
Well, why do we have to give them out? Why does DoorDash have to give back to the whoever it is? Nobody
stuff
even
like
knows
that
where the information
stuff like
is
that,
going.
Stuff like that troubles me. But then again, there is always the consideration of being able to do tracing, and in case there is an outbreak, wouldn't you want to know that you were at a place where there were people who had the disease? You know, there's more to it than just simple ideology, and simple ideology has to be bent at times for circumstances that are, you know, extraordinary. Yeah, we can talk more about this on the other side of the break if you want.
We can do that. 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com. All right, we're back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. All right, so you wanted to continue I'll tell you more after the break, you said as an announcer.
Just basically, I think that we have to realize that, you know, these ideals that we have as the basis of our ideology are wonderful compass directions. But sometimes in reality, you have to bend the rules based upon the threat, based upon the challenge. And when there's war, you have to do things sometimes that are sacrificial. There's rationing in war. There's turning the lights out when the air raids are happening. There's being drafted and laying your life on the line to fight the enemy. All of these are infringements of freedom. With the COVID thing, I think that people have to come to realize that some of the steps that are being taken, whatever they may be, are out of the usual, and we have to just think socially and community-mindedly. That's all.
Yeah. Well, it's really confusing, sometimes there's so much information, so many things. I'm looking at this list here, and look at all the ancillary things that come out of it. Number 7, the climate change focus, the weather, the talk this week about not just the weather itself, but the after effects of things like Ida and how badly FEMA. Has FEMA ever performed well, no matter who the president was?
I don't know, because FEMA has always called out when there are disasters, and it's easy to blame them for the disaster. Things, they don't make things better than they were before the disaster. There's still going to be problems. So it's you have to judge it fairly.
Well, but in that circumstance, what I get out of it is that they're just not doing the job, not prepared to do the job. More on that, 21 after the hour.
Calling all busy electricians. Your job is about to get simpler. Introducing Leviton's new Contractor Connect, an online portal offering a host of educational resources, videos, customer support, expert content, and the latest on Leviton products. Jay Sherman is the Director of Residential Marketing at Leviton.
We understand that electrical contractors are busier than ever, and our goal is to lessen that load by giving them the resources they need right at their fingertips. Whether on a job site looking for installation support or using downtime to catch up on the latest industry news, Leviton Contractor Connect makes it easier than ever for contractors to stay productive and ahead of the competition.
Contractor Connect features the My Leviton Pro Support Program, which provides enrolled contractors with a dedicated customer service line and an easy-to-earn rewards program. Contractor Connect can be easily accessed at any time, from any location. Visit Leviton.com/Contractor Connect to explore today.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our discussion with Michael Harris, and I'm Doug Steffen, about the charts for this week. Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, lists the top 10 stories and the people on its website, talkers.com. We also list it on our website, djvshow.com. So we were talking off the air and a little bit before about FEMA and other government institutions, how it is that the FDA and the CDC and the NIH can't seem to get it right. They don't agree with one another. Everybody's confused. I guess I wonder sometimes if there's any function here. Is everything just going to melt? Is it just so big, so cumbersome, can't be managed by one guy, and then people spend so much time, waste so much time complaining about things? And I... You were saying FEMA isn't supposed to do anything until there's something to be done. Well, But aren't they supposed to be prepared, I guess, is the question, and they never seem to be.
That's the nature of the times. We are unprepared for climate change because we don't agree that it exists. We don't agree that the storms are getting more intense. We don't agree that that areas that haven't had one kind of climate disaster are not about to have it. And that's why we're unprepared. They were unprepared for the kind of weather in the Northwest that they've had. We're unprepared for the kind of intense hurricanes along the East Coast, the drought, all kinds of floods. You know, we're not prepared because we're not politically aligned as to agreeing on the science.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that there are a bunch of incompetents working at FEMA. The people there are dedicated. They want to do a good job. These are gigantic problems. And the same people who say, oh, the government isn't doing a very good job of it, are the same ones that are against powerful government. So how is the government going to do a good job if it doesn't have resources?
Well, they're against powerful government because it doesn't work. It's like a ring around the rosy.
Well, that's a problem. That's part of the problem. I'm not saying we should have powerful government. That's not the solution. I'm just simply saying is that these are secular arguments that just they're vicious cycles.
Right. Being in a barrel.
Around and around.
Right. It's like being
at odds with each other. We're at odds with ourselves.
So in terms of I don't know, how much time should we spend on COVID? Is it been hacked to death? Is it just
We have to spend time on COVID until it no longer is a major threat to our entire way of life. Our entire way of life is changing because of COVID, not to mention other things. But COVID is having as much of an impact on our lives as World War II did.
Is that because the Chinese want that to be the case?
I don't think so.
I started something. I was very provocative this week when I said, based on my thinking and research, you can connect China and the Chinese government to pretty much all the bad stuff that's happened, including terrorism. You can find the Chinese influence in Saudi Arabia, in the Middle East, among Al-Qaeda, and, you know, just that from when they started to today. So there's an argument that can be made that the Chinese government are responsible for most of the bad stuff that's going on in the world.
Then they'll be stuck having to deal with a world of Al-Qaedas and terrorists and you know, what makes them immune to those problems.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen, there's never been an attack in China? Has there? No terrorist attacks in China.
We don't really know what goes on in China.
But where else have they been?
I agree with you that China's a pain in the butt. There's no question about it. I'm just simply saying that we can't blame everything on China, because then that's putting our head in the sand about other.
No, I'm not suggesting we blame everything on China. I just am saying they're responsible. They carry in the burden. We've spent so much time talking about September 11th in the last couple of weeks, and nobody really seems to get the connection as to how influential the Chinese are in the Middle East with these countries that foster terrorism. That was really more my point than anything else. They're much more. The Russians are almost benign. They don't have really much power, or they don't have that much influence. But the Chinese certainly do. 28 past the hour, we continue another half hour coming up of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
34 at the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harris in the week of September 13th to the 17th in our scrutiny. What do you like when you do talk radio programs? Because you're asked by a lot of stations to do programs for folks when they may be on vacation. What do you like to do the most? When you open up a microphone, turn it on, what is there that you think charges you up? Because if the host isn't charged up, the audience sure as heck isn't going to be.
I like coffee. I find that first...
I have for you.
Back in the old days, I mean, long time ago, I had to have a cigarette. But I haven't smoked a cigarette in more years than many of our listeners have been on this planet. Mm-hmm. So I say that.
I never have smoked one, but
good for you. Yeah. But that was the hardest thing when I quit smoking cigarettes was doing talk radio, because cigarette was always lit up when you're on the phone, and you know, telephones are a big part of it. But to answer your question, what charges me up is the challenge of dealing with the unknown. Radio, talk radio is black belt. It's like mixed martial arts. It's like Bruce Lee. It's like, you know, it's not karate. It's not kung fu. It's not jujitsu. It's all of them together. And I call it black belt talk radio. When that microphone opens up, you're on an adventure. You are exposed. You're out there on the high wire without a net. And you can tell within a few minutes whether or not you've got traction and you're cogent and the words are coming out in coordination with the thoughts in your brain. It's a very exhilarating and challenging experience that's unlike most broadcasting jobs where you're reading
very
the news.
Much so. Yeah, very
and
much so.
You know, you're yeah. listening to your voice, you know, that type of thing. It's on so many more levels. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does. I think that's a perfect way of, and I was thinking about various hosts as you were going through that, various hosts that we both know or I know that have either mastered what you've just suggested or failed at it. And how long they have lasted, if they have failed. Because some people, you know, they can fail and still last. Look at people, you know, the Peter principle. People are, they're promoted up when they can't do the job.
People who fail up.
They're in.
It's always amazing to me. In every business, there are people who they lose their job for incompetence, and then they get a better job.
Yeah. And I had dinner last night with a couple of talk radio friends. And we were talking about that very same thing. Maybe it's too inside, because I think it does apply, though, to almost every business. But we were thinking of a couple of people who were managers of important companies, and they're boobs. They just don't – they haven't the slightest – I've mentioned them, but it's not going to be – there's no point to it. It just is – they don't – and it does apply, I think, to most every business, but maybe more so to the radio business. In a manner of speaking. And while we're in the radio business, pew here. And number two, the California recall this week and how Larry Elder did. People say, he lost. Yeah. I don't think there's one fiber of his body that thinks he lost anything. What about you in terms of his
future? First of all, he did lose the election. And I don't know whether he, in his wildest imagination, thought he was going to be governor.
Yeah.
But it's complex. There's a complex answer to that. I'll simplify it. He's both a winner and a loser. He didn't win. He didn't win the job.
Right.
Many people are saying that it was because Larry Elder forged to the lead in terms of the opposition that's what gave Gavin Newsom the victory. That Elder was a gift to Newsom. When the Democrats realized that Elder was going to be the governor if Newsom is recalled. And they looked into Elder. Many people see Elder as an extremist. I'm not saying he is, but many people see him as such.
Interesting. Yeah, right.
And as a result, it galvanized the Democrats, and Newsom won, you know, opposing the recall 2-1. It was a landslide. On the other hand, among all the Republicans and a couple of assorted Democratic rogues that were of the 46 candidates, Elder had 40-some-odd percent. He did pretty darn good, and a case could be made that he's now a force to be reckoned with in the California GOP, and his name recognition in talk radio has gone through the roof. He's more known. So
people are going to want his show. He'll be back on the air next week, and people are going to want his show. More and more people are going to, I think, look at him as somebody that needs to. I don't think it hurt him at all. I don't think anything about this hurt him. I didn't think he was a loser. No. Right. He didn't win. Yes, you're right about that. But I think he's won in so many more ways that it's hard to perceive. And some would have said because of his age, he might be at the twilight of his career. I don't see that. Age isn't something that affects those of us who do this for a living. As long as you can think and talk, age is not a factor.
As long as Biden and Trump continue to prove that you can destroy the country at any age, guys like us have a chance to yet extend our careers a few more
years.
Yes,
right, a couple more years. And you know, there's another guy.
They're both older than us.
Yeah, they are. They're both older than us.
Thank goodness.
The thing about older people, Bob Woodward has been around for a long time. Number four this week on the Countdown Story List is a focus on his book. I think he's a $3 phony, but it's very interesting how he is so smart, how he gets promotion or he writes stuff just to sell books. Who knows whether it's true or it isn't true, but it's salacious, and people dig into it, and before you know it, he's sold a million books, and he's on the Times, New York Times bestseller list. So in this circumstance, and he also makes a great talk radio guest, doesn't he?
Yeah. Why do you think he's a phony?
I just think he embellishes on things. My sense is I've interviewed the guy a couple of times, and you know how when you talk to somebody, you get a feel like when I talked to what's his face? He was the National Security Advisor. He looks like a woodchuck. But you know who I mean.
Yeah, Bolton.
Bolton, that's right. It was a good conversation. He's kind of a whack job, but he's right on. He believes everything that he says. You can feel it in the way he answers questions.
Woodward is a salesman. I had that experience with Rudy.
Yes, right.
I mean, Rudy was telling me things that I've said. I'm rolling my eyes. I'm saying to myself, he believes this. I'm not going to.
What's an example
of
that? Just tease the. This is the focus.
The reason this week
is Michael with Giuliani and some others from WEC. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was the most effective spokesperson Trump had, and that's why.
And Trump blew it with him. Kind of.
And he would not say anything bad about Trump.
I wouldn't expect he would. Yeah, right.
But I think he's in denial about a lot of things in his life. There's a lot of accusations in the press that he might have a drinking problem. I don't know. I'm not an expert on that. But
did you ask him why he shaved over a bowl of lobster chowder?
He's
a character. Now, at this point in life,
all I'm saying is that the worst people, when you don't know them personally and you see them from a distance, can actually be charming. They can be seem sincere. There are so many more dimensions to people as you get to know them. And Bolton believes what he's talking about. I believe Rudy believes it. I think Rudy believes that he did the right thing. Even though I think his credibility is certainly in question.
Well, but why isn't everybody's credibility? All these politicians, all these people, why aren't all of them? Why isn't their credibility in question? All that. Why do we just go along with these people and whatever comes out of their mouths? Why do we do that?
Well, I don't know if we do. I don't know if we go along with anything anymore.
You know what I'm talking about. The people
go along with those
keep
on our
saying
team.
That Trump and he was the best president ever and, you know, that kind of stuff on the radio, it's nonsense. But yet we tend to, you know, follow along. And that's,
well, we seek victory. We seek victory at the expense of truth. We don't seek truth. We seek victory. We want to win. We want our side to win. We want to win the argument with our crazy uncle over the table at Thanksgiving. We want to have all our listeners think that we were smart and gave them the right opinion. It's very hard to say you're wrong. It's very hard to change your mind, especially in this era where, again, victory is held at as a higher accomplishment than, you know, changing your mind.
Do you think some of the things that are, we have a national list, this talk radio countdown show and the list devoted to national stories. And I don't mean this, obviously with local radio, there are different things that are in the focus, but
of course.
Does the reality of the political impact of Trump and or Biden have a regionalism to it in the way that it's discussed? Do you think people in and on KOA in Denver, for example, have a different approach to the discussion versus KOB in Albuquerque?
That's an interesting question, and I think it more has to do with the format of the station than it does the region the station's located.
Hmm. All right, well, let's pursue that.
Yeah, let's
go
into that after the break.
All right, hold on. It's 44 past the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Two straws, one check. It must be date night. If you've logged onto social media in the last few weeks, you're sure to have seen fans of the chart-topping hit by Walker Hayes doing the fancy leg dance at Applebee's restaurants across the country. Inspired by the song's chorus, the restaurant is bringing back the Oreo cookie shake. So now fans can have their very own fancy-like date night with a Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Country singer turned TikTok sensation, Walker Hayes.
My wife Lainey and I have always gone to Applebee's for date night, and it's a great spot to stop with the kids while we're on tour. So I've always thought it'd be fun to write a song about it, and it's been so great to see the response to the song and people doing the dance on social media. Now, to top it off, Applebee's has brought back their Oreo cookie shake so everyone can celebrate, just like my song. What's better than that, y'all?
To find your local restaurant for a fancy-like date night, visit applebees.com/restaurants. Two straws, one check. It must be date night. If you've logged on to social media in the last few weeks, you're sure to have seen fans of the chart-topping hit by Walker Hayes doing the fancy-like dance at Applebee's restaurants across the country. Inspired by the song's chorus, the restaurant is bringing back the Oreo cookie shake. So now fans can have their very own fancy-like date night with a Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Country singer turned TikTok sensation, Walker Hayes.
My wife Lainey and I have always gone to Applebee's for date night, and it's a great spot to stop with the kids while we're on tour. So I've always thought it'd be fun to write a song about it, and it's been so great to see the response to the song and people doing the dance on social media. Now, to top it off, Applebee's has brought back their Oreo cookie shake so everyone can celebrate, just like my song. What's better than that, y'all?
To find your local restaurant for a fancy-like date night, visit applebees.com/restaurants.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
These are the charts for the week of September 13th to the 17th. According to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, story count, top 10, At number 10, the SpaceX launch. Pretty cool stuff. At number 9, our relationship with China. Number 8, Larry Nassar. Number 7, the immigration situation, especially along the border of Texas. Number 6, our economy and the cost of food. Number 5, leftover items from Afghanistan. Number 4, the Bob Woodward book about General Milley, or about things going on and Milley's reaction to it. January 6th is number 3. The California recall is number 2. And at number 1, yep, COVID in all of its various forms, the machinations about boosters and vaccines and masks and mandates. Those are it, the top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine. All right, let's get to there are a couple of things that we've been talking about. Finish what you were saying before, and let me see if I can throw another one at you.
Okay.
What?
You throwing something at me?
No, I was going to let you. You said you wanted to talk on the other side of the break.
No, I don't remember. I didn't realize that this was the last break and we only have 12 seconds. So let's save it for next week, and hopefully between now and then everyone will forget what I said.
I think it has to do with how we decide what we're talking about. I love to talk about things like the SpaceX and what it is that it's enthusiasm that people get for something like that. We learn a lot from it. We look good. It's a time for people to be excited. And, you know, I mean, what else do you say about it than that? But it's a way to bring us together. I think we sure as heck need a lot more of that sort of thing. That, by the way, is number 10 item this week on the story list, which you can find at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. Doug Stephanie with Michael Harrison at the helm of Talkers Magazine.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It worked safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
It says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with visitation from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our official legal issue person. I could call him a legal beagle, but that's trite. He's a college professor, and we cannot assign him any description that would be considered trite. After all, the law is the law. He's also responsible for a website called Scamicide. Really helps a lot of people out who are concerned about, and who isn't. I can't tell you. I am so tired, and I don't know how to fix it. because Pam doesn't work anymore. Just the influx of this scam, that scam, every day. It's gotten to the point where you almost expect to just click, delete, bing, bang, boom. But it's time consuming, and you wonder how many people, they wouldn't be doing it if people didn't fall for that stuff, Steve.
Yeah, but, you know, one of the things is that if you look at, like, the Nigerian emails that you get where you've inherited something, you know, from a Nigerian prince or whatever, they've gotten even more outrageous. And what's interesting is that we're positing that these scammers don't want to waste time with anyone who isn't a total idiot. And therefore, they send out the, you know, mass numbers of these. And that's the thing. You can send these out electronically very, very easily. It's not like, you know, 20 years ago where it took an effort to distribute this kind of stuff. So now even a small percentage of millions of these going out earns them a lot of money.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing, absolutely. Okay, so let's look at some of the items on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine that have legal implications. I guess you start with number one, the mandates. How really risky is it for there to be mandates at this point? How risky is the government going to get sued? Are companies going to get sued? How are we going to come out of this with our skin?
Yeah, I do think what we're going to see is we're going to see a number of lawsuits. And frankly, I don't think that's a bad thing. And I'm not just saying that as a lawyer who makes money from lawsuits, but I think it will clarify the positions. Because quite frankly, there are a lot of people out there claiming about their freedoms and their constitutional rights that wouldn't know the Constitution if it slapped them in the face.
Right.
So I think educating what our duties, rights, and obligations are under the law is probably a good thing. And I do think the government has the authority generally to make these mandates. You know, there are limitations. So there are certain working conditions where a union has authority under their collective bargaining agreement to bargain over this. That's something. But by and large, companies will have the right to do this, and the government will have the right to do this. They're going to have to, of course, tread somewhat softly. It probably is necessary, but you don't want to, you know, get into a fight. The best thing you can do is somehow try and convince people that it's theirs, their families, and their neighbors' best interest.
Yeah, rather hit them over the head with it. Number two on the story list this week, the California recall. Lots of legal challenges where people have, that I've heard from dozens of people, in email and things on social media of folks going to vote, and they've been told they've already voted. There have been places where Larry Elder wasn't on the ballot, all kinds of irregularities. Would that have changed the outcome? Probably not. What happened out of this is that Larry Elder became a household name and may not have been. So I think he's won all the way around, even though he didn't win. He won. Is that? But legally, a lot of this stuff looks pretty rotten to me.
Yeah, so we have to be careful with the anecdotal evidence, and so I think it is worthy of being taken seriously. You know, elections are at the essence of our country, and we do need to make sure that they were safe. You know, the last presidential election was probably the most secure ever, but it was because real efforts were done, and it is important for people to have confidence, and so these do need to be investigated.
What about Larry Nassar and these hearings that are continuing now? This guy's in jail for the rest of his life. Why do we have to have more hearings?
You know, it's not so much about Nassar at this point. Like you said, he is gone. He's never going to see the light of day again. But what they're looking at is how the Gymnastics Association, how the FBI and others who were involved in this investigation didn't do their job. And that's really important at this point. And that seemed to be the focus of the congressional hearing, is how did this go on? And that I hope we do find out.
Yeah, I wonder if things are just going to melt, and so much of this stuff. Good thing we have you here to give us your input and advice. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor of law at Bentley University, and he's an aspiring esquire, if you will. Actually, he's quite a good lawyer, and that's why he's here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Heritage Foundation legal fellow Zach Smith says House voting rights legislation, otherwise known as the We the People Act, would prohibit states from requiring photo identification when people go to vote.
Voter ID is one of the easiest and most common sense mechanisms states can implement to protect the integrity of their electoral process.
Smith adds that it even more provisions make it easy to cheat and manipulate election results. He noted that the newest sections are clearly intended to make fraud impossible to detect by restricting election audits, preventing poll observers from being able to effectively monitor the election process, and criminalizing the ability of citizens to investigate the administration of their elections and question election officials about their conduct and potential misbehavior. Overseas, the mayor of Afghanistan's capital city, Kabul, says the Taliban has ordered female government workers to stay home.
The interim mayor of Afghanistan's capital has said that only women whose positions cannot be replaced by men will be allowed to work. Many women bravely took to the streets to protest increasing restrictions on Afghan women. In recent days, the new Taliban government issued several decrees rolling back the rights of girls and women. Girls in middle and high school have not been allowed to return to school, whereas boys returned recently. Protester Basira Tawana said the Taliban are misinterpreting Islam. In Islam, women are given more rights. Why are they taking our rights? We need schools for ladies to reopen again. Women should go back to their jobs. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities say a body discovered today in Wyoming believed to be Gabrielle Petito. An FBI agent said cause of death not yet determined. Petito and her boyfriend Brian Laundry left in July on a cross-country trek. She went missing. Laundry came home by himself. Now he's been missing since Tuesday. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A new memorial unveiled in the heart of Amsterdam to honor Dutch victims of the Holocaust.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said the monument would remind citizens today to be vigilant against anti-Semitism. This name monument says 102,163 times, no, we will not forget you. No, we won't accept that your name is erased. And no, evil does not have the last word. The memorial is made up of walls that spell out a Hebrew word meaning in memory of. It is a creation of Polish Jewish architect Daniel Lipskind, who had every brick in the wall inscribed with the name of a Holocaust victim. Memorial visitor Paul Stoppelman says the monument means a lot to him.
Very emotional, very... But we have now something in reality. All the names, it is something
that we had to wait for this so many years, but finally it is realized.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Mounting trash means mounting anger in New Orleans.
Garbage and debris are piling up along many New Orleans streets almost 3 weeks after Hurricane Ida pounded southeast Louisiana as residents react with increasing anger. Several residents told a city council committee they haven't had their garbage collected since days before the storm hit on August 29th. Mayor LaToya Cantrell's administration says much of the problem arises from labor shortages that have plagued the city for months, exasperated by the COVID-19 pandemic and then the storm. Patrick Frost reporting.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas increasing 2 cents this week, $3.19 a gallon. AAA says much of the rise due to the impact from Hurricanes Ida and Nicholas on oil and refinery production. Approximately 30% of crude production in the Gulf of Mexico remains shuttered. Around the country, highest price in California, $4.39 a gallon. More stories at townhall.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
These are beautiful.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a companion piece that we produce every week here with the ladies of the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here with me and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen with the top stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. And the People List is here as well. So this is available as a download at talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can also get the lists at talkers.com and djbshow.com. So I think I'll run through the list, and then we'll pick some things that are worth conversation. Number 10 on the story list from Talkers this week is the SpaceX launch. Looked very cool. Number 9, our relationship with China. Number 8, Larry Nassar, and what a boob he is. More hearings about him. The situation with immigration on the southern border, especially Texas. Number 7, the economy and what's going on with the cost of food, among other things. Number 6, Afghanistan's 5, that new Bob Woodward book and the reaction from General Milley to that. A lot of conversation. Number 4 this week. Number 3, the continuing focus on January 6th, and then what will happen on September the 18th over this weekend. California's recall is number 2, and COVID's number 1. Let's start with number 2, Jennifer, because you're in Los Angeles. You've been very involved. We're all friends. Well, I don't know. Jay doesn't know him, but you and I are friends with Larry. He's very closely connected to you and your family. So the outcome was something fairly predictable. But the outcome doesn't mean that people are happy. I think that there are all kinds of different ways of looking at it. We had a conversation about the process. Should it just be that there shouldn't be recalls, that you just throw these people out of office hopefully that will happen in the next election with somebody better. And I think that probably my grandson, who's six, could do a better job than Gavin Newsom. Maybe we'll run him for governor.
Yeah, but that's when politics used to mean something. I think that Gavin Newsom is going to run again, and he'll win again. Because people in this, he's very much in control of the unions. There have been stories that I've heard from people who are in unions who were pressured to make phone calls for him
What's he got on him? What is this?
What has he got on him? He shut down the schools for a year and a half, which is exactly what the teachers union wanted him to do.
Yeah, but why do they have control over him? Why? Why is there
because
this?
Because they donate to him. They give him a lot of money. I mean, this is, they're all engaged in the same warfare. It's all about money and power. And do you think the teachers union would be nearly as powerful with Larry Elder in office?
Nope. No.
So, of course, the teachers union is going to fight like you know what to try to get Gavin Newsom reelected. The unions are incredibly powerful. There was a story on a national level about how they have been integral in the Biden administration's talk about masking. The unions in general have come together and talked to him about mandates and all of these things. So they're very, very involved with the political process. And anybody who tells you that they're not is a little crazy.
What a state.
And it's very frustrating. But I'll tell you, there are some takeaways from the election. First of all, once again, we have to figure out this mail-in election thing because it is so problematic. I spent, I think I told you this on the DJV show, six hours on the air on election night. And one call after another about people who said Larry Elder was not on the ballot, about people who were told that they had already voted, about people who couldn't find their polling places.
Mm-hmm.
Issue after issue after issue that only is made worse by the mail-in scandal and only made worse by extending our election period by 30 days. I mean, it's ridiculous that now Election Day is Election Month.
How did this all get started? Things. Where did these ideas come from? That
well,
allow so much
they've been
distortion.
Floated in they've been floated in California for a long time, and I think because, unfortunately, I mean, I hate to say this, but I think it's true. It's because it allows for fraud, and I think it's being rolled out because of that, because it's easier to mess around with things. California, mail-in ballots are different than absentee ballots because absentee ballots require someone to say, hey, I would like an absentee ballot. Mm-hmm. When you are a vote-by-mail system, a bazillion ballots. And they rely on the voter rolls, which in California we have 1.8 million more people that got ballots than are actually legally registered to vote in the state. So think about that. 1.8 million ballots, that makes a difference, especially when you have congressional races or smaller municipal races. They have that makes a difference. So there's that issue. The Secretary of State has also not updated election results as they should. They're supposed to do two times a day. There has not been an update to the numbers. Still now, as we talk, the measure has been 3663 since Election Day. They have not added any vote tabulations to this total. And my question is, why? And I don't know if they want it to look like more of a landslide than it was, so then all of a sudden they're going to dump all the day of votes in kind of at the end when people have lost interest so that it doesn't look close, or what? I also think it was a very powerful day for Larry Elder, who at last count brought in about 2.5 million votes in the state.
Good for him.
Raised $18 million, so his political future is bright.
Yeah.
A lot of things to take away.
And
again,
is Larry running for president?
I think he would have a better chance running for president than he would running for governor next year in California.
That's interesting. All right, so that's the California recall overview, if you will, from Jennifer Horn, who also does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, in addition to being on the DJV program every day. Let's talk about Joe Biden, shall we, from the People List and the usual controversies about the feds, the federales, if you will. The economic agenda is going to be delayed, it would seem, maybe to the point of it not getting passed at all. It's got all these tax and spend things in it, a lot of issues that are unresolved, and the Democrats are not happy with Manchin, apparently. What else? Also, there are comments from lots of other Democrats who seem to want to come out of the woodwork I never heard of Senator Chris Murphy. I didn't know anything about him much. Connecticut Democrat. He says he thinks the Dems will agree on a package. I'm not so sure, but I'm not an expert for any by any stretch of the imagination. They want to cut it from 3.5 million, I think, right, Jennifer, to 2.5 or 2.1
well,
trillion.
Well, in total, this is going to be about a $5 trillion spending package, because you've got the reconciliation bill and the spending bill that they're passing through at the same time. So when they say $3.5 trillion, that's a huge amount of money, but in total, it's actually going to be closer to about $5.5 trillion, because they want to pass both of these bills tandem, the infrastructure and the reconciliation bill, all at the same time.
Where does the money come from?
Right. Where does the money come from? Especially when you consider how many trillions of dollars have already been spent this year to deal with COVID. So Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, came forward and they said, this is ridiculous. We can't do this. Inflation is going to go crazy. This is not good for the economy. We want something that's closer to $1.5 trillion, which is still a lot of money.
Crazy.
Apparently, the talks didn't go well. They met together with Joe Biden this week, and apparently the talks didn't go well. Joe Manchin says he's going to continue to hold.
Good.
I hope that he does.
Yeah, good. Good. Serving not only his constituents, but the people around the country who just, when you look at this stuff, the people say they don't even, the numbers are so big, people don't even understand what the numbers mean.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of numbers, we'll visit number seven this week is the immigration situation with a trip to Texas after these words. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, back at the Talk Radio Overview, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The number seven item this week focuses on immigration. Governor Abbott in Texas says he's going to send the National Guard, I guess, and the Department of Public Safety to shut down six different points of entry along the U.S.-Mexican border because of all the migrants that are coming in. I say, here, here, to you. That's my read on it. I say it's time. The chaos at the border is just that. It's just, I don't like the word crisis because it's overused. It's kind of like breaking news, but yeah, the situation is overwhelming there, and it's time that Biden people aren't doing a damn thing about it, so time to secure the border in one way or another. Is that what everybody agrees on here? Is that it's so dire that the customs people asked the governor, apparently, for help. That shows you. And the Biden people are just sitting on their hands. What do they think is going to happen?
Do you know how many people have come into the country at the southern border that they know of so far this year?
I'm having the slightest idea, Jennifer.
1.2 million that they know of. I mean,
just in
there
Texas?
Yes.
It is.
What are we going to do with these people?
I don't know. And then think about, because of the crappy way we got out of Afghanistan, we had to evacuate all of the Afghans. I'm not saying that was wrong. We had to do it. But we didn't take our allies. We took a ton of Afghan citizens who maybe weren't allies of our people. We didn't have a way of checking. They were just boarding planes. And now you've got probably 100,000 that we have to resettle in the country. What is happening?
Who knows?
And where are they right now?
Yeah, where are they?
Well, some of them are at military bases, and then each state is getting, they're doled out. California's going to get 4,000 of the Afghan refugees. There are states who are going to get 100, 500, 1,000. I mean, they're dividing them up across the states.
Jeepers.
It's nuts.
It is nuts.
And the thing is it's not about, I mean, look, I think we all understand empathetically that people want to come here and that there are problems and that they're trying to escape those problems. But if there is not an orderly system to do this, when do you, I mean, do you just let as many people that want to come into your own home keep coming? I mean, at some point you can't afford to take care of them, right? I mean, it's pizza for one night, two nights maybe, but then what do? I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, what's the long-term plan?
Yep, it's a good question. All right, number three is the January 6th commission and the September 18th rally. So this is the weekend for the rally. The rally is likely to be large enough that the police have reinstalled fencing.
I hope no one shows up.
I do, too.
I haven't heard that anybody is going to show up.
That would be great.
Yeah, they all look ridiculous. Is Trump going to show up?
No, this isn't a Trump rally. These are people who are coming together. And by the way, they're for a righteous cause. There are people who are being held up for months and months and months and months who haven't been given a speedy trial. But I hope they just stay home, and I hope they fearmonger and put up the fencing all for nothing. But we'll see.
Right. Where's Liz Cheney on all this?
I haven't asked her.
Yeah. You don't want to get her on the program. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This. Yeah. And I'm wondering why. What's the they trying to sell him?
I don't think the French are really big fans of Joe Biden. They definitely didn't like Trump. But no. I don't know how much they're into the Biden administration.
Macron.
Well, because he was really ticked. He was probably the loudest person about the Afghanistan disaster of Joe Biden's. And now they wanted to sell submarines to Australia, and the U.S. and the U.K. kind of got in, like, entangled there. But what I thought was absolutely funny, as someone who watches way too much political junk, is that forever environmentalists have talked about...
This is your third eye talking now.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, sometimes you just have to sit back and go, oh, the irony. So forever, the left is talking about how terrible nuclear power is, right? It's going to kill us all. Nuclear power is not the way to go. We can't have it. No. Even though it's been used, it is being used, and it's very clean. Well, when Joe Biden goes out and talks about the nuclear submarine, he says, I don't mean like with nuclear weapons. I mean nuclear in the sense that it's powered using nuclear power, and it's clean. And we've been using nuclear power for years and years. It's good.
Right. Okay.
And I just thought, very collectively, convinced. All the environmentalists' heads are probably exploding right now when they heard that.
Well, interesting, because the French, who knew the French were building their own submarines? I didn't. Did you know the French? Huh? Why are the French building submarines? And they're doing it, by the way.
Because they look like baguettes, maybe.
No, well, it's an Airbus industry. Airbus, you know, the planes that company's owned by the four main European countries, England, France, Spain, and Italy, I think, are there. Yeah, Germany's not in on it. Anyway. So they're now building submarines also down at, I think it's in Toulon, which is on the coast of the Mediterranean.
In where?
And so this is a big business, apparently. The foreign minister of France, his name is Jean-Yves Le Drian.
Does he live in Toulon?
He lives in Toulon. He's got a long nose, too. Anyway, this is they're really angry. They canceled a gala scheduled at the embassy in Washington to mark the 240th anniversary of the Revolutionary War battle in which the French helped the revolutionary soldiers. So you know they're ticked off, right? Big bad
stuff.
Have
to be. They're canceling parties, please.
Right. Also, speaking of the French, apparently they killed a leader in the Sahara Desert of ISIS or something, Adnan Abu Walid al-Sahari, the leader of the Islamic State group in the Greater Sahara, was killed by a drone strike. He was riding on his motorcycle, and the French took him out with a drone. Again, back to the French and all, who knew that they had their own drones and they were around bombing people? Everybody takes shots at Americans in America because we're killing people, innocent civilians and stuff. Looks like the French are all over the place with this. And,
hey, as long as they're landing and they're killing the bad guys, good for them.
Yeah.
But then it becomes a situation where innocent people get killed, and that riles up a lot of people. At any rate, it's just ungabunga. It's when you look at some of the things going on around the world, you shake your head. Is this really? Are we living in a progressive era? Is the question. It's 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Two straws, one check. It must be date night. If you've logged on to social media in the last few weeks, you're sure to have seen fans of the chart-topping hit by Walker Hayes doing the fancy-like dance at Applebee's restaurants across the country. Inspired by the song's chorus, the restaurant is bringing back the Oreo cookie shake. So now fans can have their very own fancy-like date night with a Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Country singer turned TikTok sensation, Walker Hayes.
My wife Lainey and I have always gone to Applebee's for date night, and it's a great spot to stop with the kids while we're on tour. So I've always thought it'd be fun to write a song about it, and it's been so great to see the response to the song and people doing the dance on social media. Now, to top it off, Applebee's has brought back their Oreo cookie shake so everyone can celebrate, just like my song. What's better than that, y'all?
To find your local restaurant for a fancy-like date night, visit applebees.com/restaurants.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Schools, families, and government leaders are finally on alert over teen vaping. But before we can solve it, we need to understand it. One, the draw is flavors. 97% of kids who vape use flavors. Two, kids often don't know they're vaping nicotine, let alone a concentrated formula. Three, nicotine's addictive, and it's also a neurotoxin that can increase teen anxiety. Nicotine is brain poison, and flavor is the hook. Do something at flavorshookkids.org.
4018 800-429-4018 800-429-4018
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals, and during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back in the fold here, the second half hour of the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio from Talkers Magazine. You can find the list every week in Talkers if you're curious. And if you're followers of fashion here and you love the talk radio conversations, conversation radio, these are the official lists of the hot topics. News talk radio is what the biggest, the adjacency of lots of other talk radio, kinds of talk radio, is health talk and there's food talk and there's fun talk and there's news talk. And that's the core of all the things that are, you know, part and parcel of the best stations that are doing talk radio. So we have a top 10 list, a story list every week, and the people list as well. I thought we ought to spend some time, Jennifer. One of the things, the subset always is a conversation about the weather, these fires in the Sequoia Park. What do you know about fires out west?
They're still burning, and what's really interesting about this fire season is that for Northern California, and really because they're so bad the whole state, it's the worst fire season that we've seen.
Yeah.
But we're not really feeling it, and I feel like I need to knock on wood because I know I'm going to say this, and everything is so dry. We haven't had much rain. But this Southern California has not felt much of this, thank goodness.
No.
Northern California,
yeah,
however, is being hit. And so Southern California is sending resources. Other states are sending resources to try to get a handle on these fires. But sometimes they get so big and there's so much brush that has not burned before that there's nothing left to do except try to get a perimeter around it, mm-hmm, and get a hold of it that way. And that's what's so sad. This is such a beautiful area, and with some forest management, it could be much safer than it is. But the reason we have fires, the reason we have no water, is not because of stuff that is happening naturally in the state. It's because of poor leadership.
Yep.
Gavin Newsom had the opportunity to spend more money on fire prevention. He used that money for other things.
He got reelected.
Capped the amount of liability that PG&E has to pay people back, so they get to kind of run rampant and not really update their infrastructure, which in many cases can be the cause of these fires because it sparks when it gets windy.
We're destroying our country with these progressive ideas. Nothing wrong with being progressive, but it's what's the extent, and I guess how do you define,
you know, I would
progressive
say progressive ideas.
Ideas,
this is cronyism. I don't even, you know what, it's not even progressivism what's happening right now. It's about enriching your friends and heck with the rest of you. And that's, I don't know how progressive that is. That sounds pretty old fashioned to me.
I guess. All right. Moving on, we need to spend a good deal of time on the vaccine mandate, on COVID boosters, that sort of thing. What do we know? Idaho is letting overwhelmed hospitals ration treatment there now. Italy is going to require a health pass to go to work. That's the first country doing that. China says it's vaccinated 1 billion of its people. Who believes that? Anybody want to raise your hand on that one? I don't believe it. And
vaccinated them with what?
Yeah.
You never know what.
That's right. Yeah, it could be, maybe they're putting chips in everybody. 24 states are threatening to sue the Biden administration over their rule to require employers with more than 100 people to mandate vaccinations and frequent testing for their workers. So are these all Republicans, Jennifer, that are on the howl and hooting?
I haven't looked
about
at all
this?
The states. I would imagine there are probably more red states, but there's also a legitimate question about whether constitutionally Biden can even do this. He's using OSHA to go in and mandate that these companies over 100 provide,
right,
or make sure that their employees are vaccinated, that even if you're going to interview for a job, you have to be vaccinated. I think this is going to be challenged. I think this is – I can't imagine that this is going to go through. Yeah,
Biden,
I could
said
be wrong.
The vast majority of Americans know we have to do these things. They're hard to do, but necessary. You're going to get them done.
You're punishing people of color. Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say, if the pandemic taught us anything, there are other alternatives. There are other ways to get the job done still. If somebody doesn't want to be vaccinated and you want people who are actually showing up to work to be vaccinated, then set things up that they can work remote. Figure this out. Stop telling
or
people,
the
especially the government,
decide.
Stop telling people what to do with their bodies.
And I think the company should decide what's
overwhelming
for them.
Yep.
The government should not be deciding that. And, you know, there's also a punishment from the Biden administration this week to states like Texas and Florida who have been using monoclonal antibodies like Regeneron as therapeutics. And one of the things that's been very frustrating that I've tried to articulate is that this has turned into a war of the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And I think that's ridiculous. This is people's life. This is their health. And we should be focusing on therapeutics just like we're focusing on the vaccine, because people are going to get sick. People with the vaccine, they're still getting sick. And so don't you want to try to relieve those symptoms and focus on therapeutics? You don't have to do one in favor of the other, but you can do both at the same time. And the antibodies are very, very effective in making people feel better almost instantly. And the Biden administration is now threatening to take that technology away, or take the resources for Regeneron away from Florida and Texas who have been using this, sending them out to people's homes to give them the antibodies when they get sick, because they don't want them focusing on this. I mean, how is that helpful? How...
That's how they're supposed to be. I talked to your father this week, Jen, about his. He's got antibodies, and I think he told me he had them tested. He's still got plenty of antibodies, and
He's been getting them tested regularly.
Right. Yeah. But he also said he thought, you know, I should probably get a shot and get the J&J, because that's probably the best way. You know, one shot. And you've got the antibodies. It doesn't hurt, I don't think, if you have the antibodies to have that. And there's maybe a bit of a security among people that are thinking that way. I'm confused. As you know, I went in for a booster shot last week and ended up getting something that I wasn't planning on getting. That was a flu shot. But I'm of the opinion at the moment that we need to do as much as we can. I'm not worried about me, because I know I have a strong immune system, and I don't think that there's much of a chance that I would get this. But because of family, traveling, wanting to, be more defensive. No, what is it? No, more offensive than defensive. I don't want my son's wife is about to have a baby. I don't want to be exposing her potentially. You know, I'll be there when the baby is born. And I don't want
to. These are all really good reasons to get the vaccine. They're
those
all
are my
very
reasons.
Good reasons.
I'm not telling you what to do.
Yeah, but what's so frustrating is that nobody's telling you, like you just articulated why you should get the vaccine.
I say everybody ought to get it, but if you don't want to get it, you know.
But what we're hearing from the government is not why you should get it. It's just you better do it or you're going to be punished.
Or else.
You're not going to be able to go to a restaurant. You're not going to be able to go to a doctor. That's appalling. We should be trying to
help people. All right, hold on a second. I want Jay to tell the story.
Yeah, I am vaccinated, and I had issues getting into
the doctor. And you can't even get to the doctor.
Yeah, ragweed should not have almost taken me out for an entire month. That's how bad my asthma got from allergies, that nobody would see me. It caused this massive lung infection. It shouldn't be that way. And
no.
I'm vaccinated. I went and got COVID tested, and I had doctors telling me that they couldn't see me because they're so backed up. The doctors who did have time to see me were canceling appointments on me because, oh, you're sick. We can't see you right now.
Yeah, don't go to the doctor if you're sick.
Is that
good
the most
God.
But that's what's happening right
like,
now.
Oh,
and
my.
It's infuriating.
Unga bunga. So there is a decision pending from the FDA. We have all these agencies that are confusing everybody, including each other. The FDA says one thing. The Centers for Disease Control says something else. National Institute of Health says something else.
Are you talking about the boosters?
So I have these. I go to get my booster shot because I figure it's 6 months. I have a bit of a condition, nothing serious, but I should be able to get a booster shot. Nope. CDC recommendations, you can't get a shot until next week or next month or whatever it is. I said, what difference does it make? Yes, we understand, Mr. Stephan. We'd like to give you the shot, but if we give it to you and the government finds out, we'll lose our license.
I know.
You lose your license for helping somebody
the
protect themselves? What kind of GD stupidity are we living in?
One of the arguments about the booster now, I think it's the FDA that's slow walking it.
Yes, it is.
Because they're saying that other countries need it before we need to be giving out booster shots, because there's not a lot of hard science that the booster is necessary at this point for people who have had the vaccine.
Well,
so they're saying
this,
giving
Jennifer,
the resources now to other countries.
They're saying that mixing the vaccines could offer you stronger immunity. So, in other words, they're saying to me, I had Pfizer, your booster shots come from Moderna. And I suppose, you know, I don't know, it's called hybrid immunity. Now, you don't think that's going to add more confusion? I think it sounds like a good idea, frankly. And I asked about this earlier on, and I said, no, you don't want to mix. I think Ken said, CDC guidance says, Dr. Ken, who's a part of the DJV program, when I asked him, he said, well, the CDC guidance says that you shouldn't mix them. Now, The FDA says, yeah, let's mix them up.
Let's mix them up.
My God. These are the charts for the week of September 13th to the 17th, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Story count, top 10. At number 10, the SpaceX launch. Pretty cool stuff. At number 9, our relationship with China. Number 8, Larry Nassar. Number 7, the immigration situation, especially along the border of Texas. Number 6, our economy, the cost of food. Number 5, leftover items from Afghanistan. Number 4, the Bob Woodward book about General Milley, or about things going on and Milley's reaction to it. January 6th is number 3. The California recall is number 2. And at number 1, yep, COVID in all of its various forms, the machinations about boosters and vaccines and masks and mandates. Those are it. The top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FALL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FALL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FALL.
Doug Steffen here with a people list from the charts, according to Talkers Magazine. These are published every week at talkers.com and also the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. At number 10 on the people list, Larry Nassar. Number 9, the old fossil, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi, another old fossil, is at 8. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, 7. DeSantis, governor of Florida, at 6. Mark Milley at 5. Donald Trump at 4. A tie between Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder at number 3. Dr. Phony Fauci. Oh, no, his name is Tony. Sorry, a slip of the tongue. See what I did there? Anyway, Fauci is at number 2, and El Presidente Joe Biden is in the number 1 position. He was more visible this week than he has been, economic plans and all that stuff being discussed. So those are the two official lists. You heard him here first on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, I want to spend a couple more moments going back to number 7 and the focus on one of the things that we have not talked about, the weather and the hurricane in the latest round of weekly hurricanes. It probably dropped more. Yeah, it is. Well, almost over. We're almost through it. Usually with the start of fall, that stuff all slows down and fall starts in a week. So anyway, Jay, you're in Nashville, and your weather this week was kind of indicative of what was going around the central part of the country, the Midwest, the Mid-South, as far as the amount of rain that you've had and what in the world we're going to do. I saw a report actually on the local television station about how much rain we've had here in Massachusetts. I think the normal for this time of year, it's like 2 inches a month, that sort of thing, over the course of the year. So to this point, we might have had 18. We've had 29 inches of rain here, and much of it in the last month and a half, although it's been raining constantly through most of the summer. Those of us who are farmers are having a horrible time. But down there in Tennessee, you've had more rain also, right, than is normally the case. Lots more.
Yeah, this week, actually, Nashville we had a little bit of a sprinkle and a couple of random showers, but not that much. I don't know what the weather system is above Davidson County, but a lot of times we'll see this big storm cell coming, and then it just splits and then goes around us and then comes mm-hmm. back together, or it dissipates. Cool. It's the craziest thing, and then other times something
Maybe
pops up out of
Maybe you're living in an
nowhere.
Alien colony.
Oh, it might be, where the Berenstain Bears are still spelled E-I-N.
That's right.
Okay, I wanted to do a countdown extra. I've got about a minute left here. The story of this guy, Alex Murdaugh, has this become the psycho fanatic story of the year so far?
Well, when I first heard the story, I was like, I kind of feel sorry for this guy. He lost his wife.
I did, too. We
kid.
Talked about it, I think, on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, and then he wants to off himself to give something to his son. But then you realize this guy was not a good guy. He might have killed his cleaning lady. who knows?
There's thinking he's responsible for the death of his wife.
Could be.
Frankly, you know, he's that
Allegedly,
crazy.
We'll add.
So this is another Hallmark movie, right, Jay?
This is totally going to be a Lifetime movie. No doubt about it.
Yeah. What's the difference between Lifetime?
The question is, who will play him?
Well, Lifetime mysteries. Lifetime does a lot of mysteries. Hallmark does more of like just the love stories.
Yeah.
And
romance.
Hallmark
so.
Is like make you feel good. Lifetime is questioning, could my spouse snap and kill me?
Right. The answer is yeah.
Good to know.
Probably.
You heard it here first, folks. On the instead of talking about Doc, I said earlier when I was recording some of the people names, I said Dr. Phony Fauci. I realized that was a Freudian slip. Oh, maybe not. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour here as we overview the top 5 items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan usually does that, but I'm here because she's not. So we'll take a stab at going through the top 5 as reported and monitored this past week. At number 5, the motorcycle vibrations that affect your iPhone camera. There's a new post on Apple's support system saying that iPhones that are on bikes, motorcycles, that sort of thing, subject to high amplitude vibrations that will degrade the device's camera system. Apple recommends against mounting an iPhone on a motorcycle or a bicycle. Here's the explanation from Apple. If you accidentally move a camera when you take a picture, the resulting image will be blurry. Duh. To prevent this, some iPhone models have optical image stabilization, which lets you take sharp photos even if you are moving the camera around. Now, with this system, a gyroscope senses that the camera moved to reduce image motion and the resulting blur. The lens moves according to the angle of the gyroscope. That's pretty fascinating, isn't it, that they have that technology? Long-term direct exposure to high-amplitude vibrations within certain frequency ranges may degrade the performance of these systems and lead to reduced image quality for photos and for videos. So, expose your iPhone to extended high-amplitude vibrations, and it's kind of going to get used to it. I guess that's it. Also in that post, Apple says if you're planning to mount your iPhone to a scooter or a moped, use a vibration-dampening mount to lessen the risk. Who in the world does this? I mean, must be a lot of people doing it. Number four on the list, getting closer to number one, top tech stories of the week, Instagram building a new feature letting users customize their feed. The feature would reportedly let you favorite up to 30 accounts, which would show up in your feed before other non-favorite accounts. On social media apps like Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, followed accounts accumulate pretty quickly. Feeds can quickly turn into a soup of posts that algorithms assume you're interested in. As a result of that, the posts you're actually interested in wind up buried under brands. A lot of us, I have that. You know, there's just so much stuff that you're getting. So many people sending emails and stuff. So anyway, when asked about a feature, a company spokesperson at Facebook said this feature is an internal prototype that still is in development, not testing externally. Number three on the top five this week of technology items, Apple's new iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini out and about, looking very similar to the iPhone 12, has a smaller notch and a diagonal camera array, equipped with a new A15 Bionic chip. They have an improved dual camera system on the back of them. Apple's also promising longer battery life with the new phone. The iPhone 13 mini starts at $729. iPhone 13 is at $829. And then there's the iPhone 13 Pro that starts at $999. The Pro Max at $1,099. These are pretty darned expensive. The key new camera features coming to the iPhone 13 lineup, cinematic mode, applying a portrait mode style blur to the background, something Apple calls photographic styles, which lets you select different styles before you take a photo. All right, number two, DoorDash suing New York City over a law that requires it to share customer data with restaurants. This deserves a big boo from everybody. Under the law that was passed or approved in July, third-party food delivery services in New York have to share customers' names, phone numbers, emails, addresses with a restaurant. You don't have to do that when you go in to the restaurant and you order your food, you eat your food, you pay for a credit card. This is outrageous. And so apparently the counselor who introduced it said that he was trying to help out the restaurant industry, but the public doesn't like it, neither does DoorDash. So hopefully that'll get kicked out. Number one tech story of the week, Amazon is covering 100% of college tuition for their hourly employees. They're going to pay 100% of college tuition. There are 750,000 hourly employees. So if you want to go back to school and you need a job, Amazon says, come work for us and we'll pay for your education. I don't know what it is. I think you got to have 90 days under your belt, and then they'll start covering diploma programs, GEDs, English as a second language certification, and this is all the people that are working in the warehouses, distribution centers, drivers, etc. So that's actually a pretty good deal, it sounds like. There it is, the summary of the top five tech stories this week. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour. The Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A busy month for the National Hurricane Center. They're monitoring a new tropical depression, the 17th of the season, and it's over the Cabo Verde Islands.
That's forecast to remain over the eastern Atlantic for its lifetime. And it's going to be moving generally northwestward and north-northwestward, and probably into cooler waters in a couple of days.
National Hurricane Center specialist Andy Latto says Tropical Storm Peter is expected to bring rain to the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, but it won't be a threat to the U.S. mainland.
The models don't show it any potential direct impacts to the United States, other than possible higher surf if the storm ends up intensifying further down the road.
And Latto says remnants of Tropical Storm Odette still pushing northeast off of Nova Scotia. A military training jet crashed in the neighborhood near Fort Worth, Texas, Sunday, injuring the two pilots aboard and damaging three homes. Authorities say both pilots managed to eject from the plane before it crashed in Lake Worth. The police department says one of the pilots was electrocuted after being caught in power lines. The other was found a short distance away in a wooded area, both taken to area hospitals. There's another example of a major company offering bonuses to woo workers.
As competition heats up for experienced pharmacists, Walgreens says it will give a one-time bonus of $1,250 to its full-time pharmacist and $1,000 to part-time pharmacist. It's the latest evidence that companies are keen to hire and retain experienced employees.
Ken Lormand reporting. North Korea criticizing the U.S. decision to provide nuclear-powered submarines to Australia and their warning of unspecified countermeasures if Pyongyang finds the deal affects the North's security. Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Microsoft is officially allowing consumers to completely ditch passwords for their personal accounts.
The tech giant created a passwordless sign-in for users, meaning they will no longer need to enter a password in order to gain entry into a Microsoft account. Since March, the company has offered passwordless sign-in for commercial accounts. Now any user will be able to use the Microsoft Authenticator app, Windows Hello, a security key, or a verification code that will be sent to a phone or email in order to sign in to any Microsoft app or service that will be rolled out over the coming weeks. Patrick Foss reporting.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador wants to leave questions of human rights and democracy to the United Nations as part of his continuing criticism of the Organization of American States. He spoke Saturday at the meeting of the Community of Latin American Caribbean States, or CELAC, which includes almost all countries in the region except Brazil. More at townhall.com. COVID booster shots may soon be on the way.
The National Institutes of Health says a government advisory panel's decision to limit Pfizer booster shots to Americans 65 and older, as well as those at high risk of severe disease, is a preliminary step and predicts broad approval for most Americans in the next few weeks. Dr. Francis Collins says the panel's recommendation is correct when based on available data on the effectiveness of Pfizer's two-shot regimen. Jason Walker reporting.
Garbage and debris piling up along many New Orleans streets almost 3 weeks after Hurricane Ida pounded southeast Louisiana. Several residents told city council members they haven't had their garbage collected since days before the storm hit. Mayor LaToya Cantrell's administration says much of the problem arises from labor shortages that have plagued the city for months. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Green Bear, your friendly old change. All we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and up first, the Aldridge family takes a trip to Washington, and then later, Fibber McGee and Molly plan their summer vacation. If back in the day you managed to attend a live broadcast of this opening comedy series, you'd likely be quite surprised by the appearance of the actor who played Henry. Instead of a slightly built, gawky teenager, you would have seen a prematurely balding, short, dark-haired, pudgy man. Ezra Stone was already in his 20s when he began playing the high schooler, and years later he became a successful television director. At the time of this episode, Stone was actually 31. It's from March 3rd, 1949.
And now the Jell-O family presents...
Coming, Mother.
Yes, it's the Aldridge family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer. And yes, it's the Jell-O family with its three famous desserts. Jell-O in those six delicious flavors, regular Jell-O puddings with that old-fashioned homemade flavor, and Jell-O tapioca puddings. A miracle of goodness, a marvel of speed.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings. Yum, yum, yum. Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sir.
And now for the Aldridge family. A typical teenage boy like Henry Aldridge lives in a world all his own. A very special world which adults can only understand and enter when they remember their own youth. The scene opens in the Aldridge bedroom. It is early morning.
Alice!
What now, Sam?
I can't find my socks.
Now, dear, calm down.
But I can't go to Washington, D.C. without my socks. It wouldn't be dignified.
You've already packed them.
I have? Oh. How about my ties? I know I didn't pack them.
They're right there on the bed beside your suitcase.
Oh, yes.
Sam, why do we have to pack now? Our train doesn't leave until 6 o'clock.
Alice, this is one trip we're going to start in an orderly fashion. That's the trouble with women. They never do things systematically. Where are my handkerchiefs?
In your top drawer.
Mother! Father!
Oh, dear. Henry, what's wrong?
Nothing. I just don't weigh enough.
Did he say weigh?
I'd better go see what's wrong.
No, Alice, you haven't started to do your own packing. I'll go.
Very well, sir.
And while you're packing, will you look under the bureau for my other slipper? Now, Henry, what's the trouble?
I can't get this darn thing closed.
Henry, what are you doing with that steamer trunk?
Gee whiz, packing it. So would you be willing to give me a hand and help me sit on my lid?
Henry, may I remind you, we're only going to Washington for a week. We're not moving there permanently.
I know it may look like I'm taking an awful lot, Father, but I give you my word, all I've packed is the everyday necessities of life.
You don't say.
Sure.
Would you mind lifting the lid?
Lifting it?
So I can examine the necessities of life?
But, Father, if I lift it, things will start popping out all over the place. I'm going to have to carry my pajama bottoms in my overcoat pocket as is.
Henry, lift it.
But, Father...
Henry!
Yes, sir.
What?
Father, before you say anything...
I would hardly call a baseball glove one of the necessities of life.
But, gee whiz, no one's ever been able to do it.
Do what?
Catch a ball thrown from the top of the Washington Monument. Don't you think I owe it to my country to at least try?
Henry, get rid of it.
But, Father...
And also get rid of this hunting knife.
But I'll need that, Father.
I hardly think so. From what I've heard, the hunting's pretty lean in Washington these days.
But suppose I want to sharpen a pencil.
Henry, please pack all your things in one suitcase.
But, Father, I won't fit.
You will if you forget the necessities of life and take just the luxuries, like socks and shirts and underwear.
Sam, will you please answer the phone?
Yes, Alice. Now hurry, Henry.
But I don't know how I'll ever manage.
You don't organize things properly. Alice, did you find my other slipper?
Yes, and I packed both your razors.
Why two?
Dear, you always leave one on the train. You need one to leave in the hotel.
Alice. Hello.
Sam, this is Will Brown. And Sam, Homer won't need his longies, will he?
His what?
Longies, Sam. Longies. Elizabeth says he'll need them in Washington, and I know he won't.
Washington? Homer's going to...
So what do you say, Sam? Pack them or don't pack them? Sam, are you there?
Yes, Will. I'm here.
What do you say, Sam?
Say?
About longies.
Why,
suppose you ask Alice and call me back.
Yes, Will. I'll call you back.
Goodbye. And Sam, I certainly want to thank you for taking Homer along. You don't know what this means to our family.
Yes. Goodbye, Will. Henry!
He went up to the attic for Mary's suitcase.
When he comes down, tell him I want to speak to him.
Sam, you sound upset.
Upset, Alice? That was Will Brown on the phone.
Oh, yes? How is he?
Jubilantly happy.
He is?
I would be, too, if Homer were my son and I thought I was packing him off to Washington for a week.
Sam, may I explain one thing about that?
Then you knew, Alice?
Sam, please sit down.
Yes, Alice. I'm seated.
Well, you see, dear...
Yes, Alice?
Well, you see, Henry and Homer talked the whole thing over, but it wasn't entirely Henry's fault.
You don't say.
Now, Sam, it was only natural for them to say how nice it would be if Homer could go. And I agreed with them, and... Dear, you know how the Browns jump at conclusions.
I see.
Well, that's the whole story, Sam.
I see. May I stand up now?
Yes, dear.
Now, suppose you sit down.
But, dear...
Alice?
Yes, Sam, I'm seated.
Alice, before I begin, I'd like to make one thing clear. I have nothing against Homer. I'm really very fond of him, under it all, way down deep. But this is more than a business trip. I've been looking forward to it as a welcome change.
Yes, dear.
And one of the most welcome changes was going to be an entire week without Homer. Now, that doesn't sound unreasonable, does it?
No, sir.
Besides, Alice, you don't realize all the trouble I went to get the train tickets and make hotel reservations. I simply can't go through all that again.
Dear, I admit it was probably a mistake, but the thing is... Henry's got his heart set on Homer going with us.
Then he'll just have to unset it. Letting Homer come along would be like taking your mother-in-law on your honeymoon.
Sam Aldridge, there's absolutely no comparison.
Homer, let's not argue. Pack those longies.
But, Father, they tickle me.
They tickle me, too. But your mother showed me a map, and it's just as far north as it is south.
My longies are?
No, Washington.
But I can't get them in my suitcase.
Sure you can if you pack intelligently.
But, Father...
Let me at that suitcase. Now, we'll take some of this stuff on the bottom and put it on the... Homer, what's this?
My rattlesnake.
What?
He's stuffed, Father.
Homer, what makes you think Mr. Aldrich will take both you and a stuffed rattlesnake?
But I'm going to donate it to the Smithsonian Institute. He's an antique.
Now, Homer.
Sure he is. Gee whiz, I've had him nearly 5 years myself.
Homer, are you in your room?
Sure, Hen.
Now, Homer, remember what I said. Don't forget your longies.
Hi, Homer, old timer.
Hi, Hen. Boy, you came just at the right time. Could you help me close this bag?
Well, Homer...
Every time I try to sit on the lid, it practically throws me over the end of the bed.
There's something I have to tell you.
Yeah, what?
Well, first I have a little something for you.
For me?
Sure. My hunting knife.
Gee, you're giving me that?
Sure, old pal. And gee, when you think of my father, just remember, he's been working pretty hard lately.
He has?
And gee whiz, Homer, I give you my word, underneath it all, he really likes you.
He does?
Underneath it all.
Henry, old timer.
Yes, Homer, old pal?
Look me in the eye.
There.
Now tell me the truth. Is something wrong?
I'll say there is. Homer, you're not going with us.
Oh.
Homer, don't take it that way.
What way? Gee whiz, I'm not taking it anyway.
You're not?
Gee whiz, just because I've been looking forward... I mean, it isn't so tragic. Look at me. I'm smiling.
You are?
I'm not.
Well, sure you are, Homer. And why don't you sit down while I unpack your rattlesnake for you?
Henry, is that you?
Yes, Mother, it's I, all right.
Dear, you look terrible. Go in the kitchen and have a banana.
A banana?
It'll cheer you up.
Mother, I give you my word, I couldn't force a thing down my throat. And, Mother...
Yes, dear?
I know you've been looking forward to all of us seeing Washington together, but would you mind very much if I didn't go?
Now, Henry...
Gee whiz, what's the capital of our country without Homer?
Dear, you don't want to make your father feel badly, do you?
Father, it's Homer that can't go.
But that's why your father feels badly. Just because he doesn't come out and say so doesn't mean he isn't terribly upset by the whole thing.
Mother, are you still talking about my father?
Yes, Henry. He simply happens to be the kind of man who has more character than we have and can hide his feelings.
Gee whiz, is that right?
Of course.
Then why doesn't he just say, sure, Homer can go with us and stop suffering?
I can't seem to find my... Oh.
Sam, I'm having a talk with Henry, and he understands, don't you, Henry?
Yes, Mother. And, Father, I'm certainly sorry you feel so awful.
I?
And from now on, I won't mention the subject again.
Alice, what on earth was all that about?
Dear, I was just explaining to Henry that it's your place to make the decision, and that whatever you decide will be what you think is for the best.
Why, thank you, Alice, for seeing my side.
Was that the phone?
Yes.
Well, dear, why don't you answer it?
I'd like to finish packing.
Sam, I'd be only too glad to finish for you.
Alice, I'd much rather...
I'm sure it's for you.
You are?
That is, I have a feeling it might be.
Hello?
Hello, Sam. This is Harriet.
Who?
Harriet, your wife's sister.
Oh. Yes, Harriet?
Bon voyage.
I beg your pardon?
Bon voyage, Sam. Bon voyage. On your trip to Washington.
Thank you, Harriet.
And, Sam, let me tell you, when you first started courting Alice, I was the only one in our entire family who stood up for you and said you weren't.
Weren't what?
Stubborn. And I don't think you're really being stubborn now. You just haven't looked at it from the standpoint of your patriotic duty.
Harriet, I don't see what...
Sam, every red-blooded American boy should be given the opportunity to see the capital of his country at least once in his lifetime.
Harriet, just what red-blooded American boy are you referring to?
Why, anyone.
I see. Harriet, let me tell you something. You were wrong.
Raw?
I am stubborn. I'm as stubborn as they come. And Homer is not going with us, and that's that.
I see. Well, that's still no excuse for insulting my mother, Sam Aldridge.
Your mother?
She never went on anyone's honeymoon, and you know it.
Hello?
Hello. Am I speaking to Harold Green?
Yeah, who's this?
Will Brown over in Centerville, Harold.
Oh, hello, Will. We were delighted to get your note saying you could come out for the weekend.
Yes. Well, Harold, that's why I called.
And don't forget to bring your golf clubs, Will.
Golf clubs? No, I won't forget. And, look, do you mind if I bring Homer, too?
Homer?
Yes.
Your son?
Yes. He caddies for me all the time, you see, and I just thought...
But, Will, I thought Homer was going to Washington with the Aldridges.
I thought so, too, but now it seems they can't take him. So we're stuck with... We can't very well leave him alone all weekend.
Well, in that case, naturally, bring him along.
You don't mind?
Not at all. There won't be any other youngsters around, though.
None at all?
That's the way we planned this weekend. No youngsters, just adults.
Oh.
But bring him along, Will. We'll find something he can do.
Sure. That's one thing about Homer. You can hand him a magazine and then forget about him.
Sure. What made Sam change his mind about taking him to Washington?
Well, you know how much trouble an extra boy can be.
Homer? Trouble?
Well...
Homer?
It isn't only that, naturally. It's... Well, I just checked the ticket office myself, and there isn't a berth to be had on the train Sam's taking.
But, Will, I...
And Homer's so disappointed about the whole thing that I'm sure if we brought him up to your place, it might help to cheer him up.
But, Will, wait. Why should Homer be disappointed? Let's sit down and think.
You're listening to The Aldridge Family. We'll be back with more right after this.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. but Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
To your father, he thought it was a great idea.
He did.
Sure. If your folks can unload you on my Aunt Harriet, they can go up to the Greens for the weekend.
They don't want me either.
Homer.
That's a fine thing. You don't want me. My parents don't want me. Agnes doesn't want me. Okay, okay,
Homer.
Okay. But if you think I'm going to stay home with your Aunt Harriet's rheumatism while you're having the time of your life in Washington, you're crazy.
Homer, I'm just trying...
Never mind feeling sorry for me. Goodbye, Henry Aldridge.
Homer, you're shoving me out.
In here.
What's this?
Your hunting knife. You can't bribe me.
Listen, Homer.
And here's that keychain you gave me for Christmas. It only cost a quarter anyway.
But, Homer...
Besides, that four-leaf clover on it never brought me luck anyway. Goodbye.
Homer... Homer, you're not listening to reason.
Yes, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldridge. Mr. Aldridge has made it clear that taking Homer on the family's trip to Washington is an impossibility. Unfortunately for Mr. Aldridge, neither Henry nor Mrs. Aldridge nor Mr. Brown nor a good many other people in Centerville seem to understand his point of view. The scene opens in Mr. Aldridge's office. It is later the same afternoon.
Take a letter, Miss Thompson.
Yes, Mr. Aldridge. Frankly, I'm a little surprised to see you in the office today.
Well, I thought it might be a good idea to get out of the house and why go to Washington with unfinished business hanging over you?
Yes, Mr. Aldridge.
Take a letter to Mr. J.B. Fletcher, Home Industries Development Corporation, Dear Homer.
Dear who?
Fletcher. Dear Mr. Fletcher. Yours of the 18th received, and I can readily understand the difficulties involved in changing your entire suitcase.
Entire what?
Filing system. However, I feel that once the facts have been weighed and a stand taken, it is unwise to listen to those who may not be as familiar with the many sides of the problem as you are. Yours truly, Samuel Aldridge. That makes sense, doesn't it, Miss Thompson?
Yes, Mr. Aldridge, although... Have you ever thought of it this way? Two boys are a lot easier to entertain than one.
Now, just a moment, Miss Thompson.
Well, it was just a suggestion, Mr. Aldridge.
I've had all the suggestions I can use, thank you. Come in.
Am I interrupting, Mr. Aldridge?
Oh, no, Mr. Bradley. Come in.
Thank you.
Miss Thompson, suppose you get that letter off.
Oh, yes, Mr. Aldridge. My goodness.
I can only stay a minute. I was on my way home and just dropped in to say that as far as the school is concerned, we have no objection.
I beg your pardon?
I'm sure a trip to Washington will do Homer a great deal of good, and it certainly can't do the school any harm.
Now, just a moment, Mr. Bradley. I have nothing against Homer Brown, but this is one trip I'm going on alone with just my family.
You mean Homer is not going?
Definitely not.
Well, I didn't mean in fear. That is, I got the idea from Agnes that all that was necessary was my official permission.
Agnes was wrong, Mr. Bradley, and I'm sure you can appreciate my position.
Of course. Well, I'll run along. Next week was going to be such a pleasant change with Homer and Henry in Washington.
Goodbye, Mr. Bradley.
Bye.
I've got it, Miss Thompson. Hello.
Sam, this is Harold Green.
Oh, yes, Harold. Say, those contracts of yours will have to wait until I get back from Washington.
Oh, that's okay, but that isn't why I called. Sam, I've got you all fixed up.
Fixed up? How?
A very good friend of mine is the passenger agent for the railroad, and as a favor to me, he really buckled down and got him.
Got what?
4 berths for Washington.
What?
Only you'll have to take another train that gets in 12 hours later.
What?
But at least 15 minutes earlier.
Now, wait a minute.
And make a note of this, Sam. You change trains at 4 in the morning in Pittsburgh.
Now, wait a minute. Oh, excuse me. I'd like to pick up some tickets for Aldrich.
Hi there, Mr. Aldrich.
Gus. What are you doing behind the ticket window?
Selling tickets. It's my new job, Mr. Aldrich. Nice indoor work.
Well, would you...
Meet a nice class of people here. You never see the same face twice. You come to pick up your tickets, huh?
Yes. 3 berths on the 6 o'clock train.
You're canceling the 4 on the 5:45?
I am.
All right, if you say so. So you're going to Washington, D.C., huh? Nice town, Washington.
I'm sure.
Yeah, real credit to the country. I was there for the inauguration, you know.
That's so.
Sirree, Bob. I had quite a time. Aunt McKinley turned out to be quite a president, too.
McKinley?
William... Or was it Taft? Let's see. It was back in Art 8. No, it wasn't. It was Art 1.
Gus.
Or was it Teddy Roosevelt?
Gus, I'm sure I...
Well, it was back when we had a Republican. I remember that. Hardly a man is now alive. Sirree Bob. You ought to have a real nice time.
Well, frankly, Gus, I'm not too sure.
Not so? Why?
All I've heard all day is Homer Brown, Homer Brown. Gets pretty discouraging.
Yes, I could see where it would.
Gus, you have no idea the pressure that's been put on me. But, Gus, I'm not going to budge.
That's right, Mr. Aldrich. A man, if he is a man, that is, has got to be free to make up his own mind.
Well, I'm glad to hear someone say that.
Here's your ticket.
Oh, thank you.
Only, if you don't mind my mentioning it, there's no overlooking the fact that travel, it broadens a young man.
Now, just a minute.
I got to agree with your missus there. Now,
Gus, I've got to get back to my family in the waiting room.
Okay. Have a good time.
Thank you.
Oh, it was Coolidge. Grace Coolidge's husband, Calvin Coolidge. That's who
was. What?
I've been looking all over the station for you.
Now, just a moment, Homer.
Mr. Aldrich, I've been thinking it over, and gee whiz, why be a sorehead?
What?
I mean, gee whiz, we've been friends for a long time, and... Well, now that you're really on your way, have a good time, Mr. Aldrich. Here.
What? A basket of fruit?
Yes, sir. To eat on the train. If there seemed to be a few pieces missing, I just wanted to be sure everything was fresh.
Homer, I hardly...
And here's something else I'd like you to have, Mr. Aldrich. A map of the city of Washington. I rode away for it last week.
Thank you, Homer.
I've got it all marked, see? You start at the White House the first day, see, and follow the red line. Then the second day you start at the...
Well, you really got this all planned out, haven't you?
I've sort of been fooling around with it all week. Here. Well, bon voyage, Mr. Aldrich. And shake.
Homer...
Shake, Mr. Aldrich.
Yes, Homer, shake.
Shake.
Shake. And Homer...
Yes, Mr. Aldrich.
Homer, all of us make mistakes sometimes in our lives, and I'd like to say that this is one time I've made one.
You, Mr. Aldrich?
Yes, me, Homer. I know it's too late now, but I sincerely wish you were going with us.
You really want to take me?
Yes, if it weren't too late.
Gee, why is it too late?
But why, you would have to go all the way home and pack.
No, and... I wouldn't. I've got my suitcase checked right here in the station.
What?
Oh, boy.
Homer, what's the matter?
Homer.
Wait till you hear, Henry.
What?
Guess who's going to Washington?
Sam, are you up? Sam, wake up. We're coming into Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh? Unless we're going to Washington.
Yes, dear, but this is where we change trains.
Oh, yes. Is it 4 in the morning already?
Yes, dear. The boys are getting our bags out to the platform. Are you dressed?
I didn't undress. 4 in the morning.
Sam, I'm very proud of you.
Yes?
After all the pressure we put on you, you're really taking the whole thing very nicely.
Forget it, Alice. I had a feeling all along I was fighting a losing battle.
Now, dear, don't worry. I'm sure Homer won't be any trouble at all. Why, so far, you could hardly tell he's along.
You could hardly tell he's along, but he's been sleeping right above me.
What do you mean?
3 times he went to the washroom for a glass of water. 3 times he managed to step on my face getting down.
Dear, quiet. You wake up the whole car.
But it's Homer, Mother. There's something wrong with him.
Oh, dear.
He's just sitting on his bags down there at the end of the car, and he won't say a word.
Sam, do you suppose he's train sick?
With all the water he's been drinking, it's more likely seasick.
We better go see what's wrong. Homer? Homer, dear, what's happened?
Gee, Mrs. Aldrich, I feel terrible.
What is it, Homer, old-timer? Your sinus again?
No.
You didn't try to finish that whole basket of fruit, did you?
It isn't that. It's the wheels.
What wheels?
Of the train. Listen to them. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack.
They make you dizzy?
No. But they just made me realize we're getting further and further away from Centerville all the time.
What?
Further away from all my friends.
Now, Homer.
Further away from my mother and father.
Homer.
Mr. Aldrich, when we get off at Pittsburgh, can I get a train going back the other way?
Now, wait a minute.
Henry, hi, Homer.
Well, gee whiz, it's Willie Marshall.
Willie, what are you doing on this train?
Going to Washington. Are you fellows going, too?
Oh, boy.
Boy, Henry. Going to Washington with Willie tagging along is like having your mother-in-law on your honeymoon.
Well, here I come along with some good news about the wonderful new Jell-O rice pudding. Yes, Jell-O rice pudding, newest member of the famous Jell-O pudding family. The quickest, easiest rice pudding you ever made. The richest, creamiest rice pudding you ever dipped a spoon in. All you do is add milk and boil gently for 10 minutes. No fussy mixing, no bothersome custard, no cooking for hours on end. You can have it baked or boiled, thick or thin. Easy directions on every package. So buy it, try it. The 10-minute marvel. Look for it on your grocer's dessert shelf. Jell-O rice pudding, America's newest dessert miracle. The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Norman Tokar and Ed Jurist with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying, the Aldrich Family is brought to you by the Jell-O Family.
The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings. Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sir.
From March 3rd, 1949, as you heard, one of the writers of that episode was Norman Tokar. Well, here's a quick bit of trivia about him. When lead actor Ezra Stone left the Aldrich family to serve in the military during World War II, Tokar was one of the fellows who replaced him in the role of Henry. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wind Radio was Fibber and Molly McGee are planning their summer vacation. We'll find out where they are heading right after this break.
Harry Nile Investigations.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
This is Harry Nile.
Mr. Nile, I think I've got a problem.
Okay, maybe I can help.
Would you be in a position to handle a little case of blackmail.
Phil Harper stars as Harry Nile in 21 high-powered hard luck adventures in Radio Spirit's 8-CD set titled Black Widow and Other Mysteries. It usually costs $31.95, but when Radio Woz listeners can get it right now for only... $19.95 plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WIDOW33. That's offer code WIDOW33 to save $12 today on Harry Nile, Black Widow, and Other Mysteries at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny program.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Alice Faye show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolf, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you have allergies, you know how important it is to keep your home clean. But it's a lot of work to constantly clean a house, which is why you might want to check out the Roomba S9 Plus Home Robot with powerful cleaning tech to suppress those allergens. Brent Hilt is Senior Product Manager from iRobot.
It has the smart mapping technology, the clean-base automatic dirt disposal, so you don't have to worry about emptying the bin after every time it goes out and clean. It just docks on the base, and the clean-base sucks the dirt out of the robot and stores it in a bag, which takes months to fill, so you don't have to worry about changing that. And then we have what we call an anti-allergen system. So it captures 99% of the pollen and mold allergens, then get successfully transferred into the bag inside the clean base and aren't re-expelled back into the air.
Head over to iRobot.com for more on the Roomba S9 Plus.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Just like network television today, radio shows during the Golden Age usually took the summers off. So when the season was winding down, a common theme on the comedy programs was the stars trying to find out where to vacation. This final show of the season originally aired on June 20th, 1944.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Well, there are big plans being made at 79 Wistful Vista this week. There are plans afoot to be on horseback, because the squire and his lady are going to work on a ranch this summer, out in the Great West, where if you give a crook enough rope, you'll be minus a cow. And here at home, discussing the near future, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
I still wonder if ranching isn't going to be rather hard work for you, dearie. That cowboy stuff is pretty strenuous, you know.
Oh, not for me. I know my way around a corral like the back of my hand. Remember, I worked on Uncle Sycamore's ranch out in Montana for years.
Your Uncle Sycamore?
Sure, you remember me telling about Uncle Sycamore, one of the great cattlemen of the Old West.
Oh, dear.
Rancher, gunman, horse thief, rustler, and marshal. A low character in high heels.
Yeah, a half-pint brain and a 10-gallon hat. Whatever happened, Uncle Sycamore?
Well, it was quite a tragedy. He was head man at a public function, and the platform gave way under him. Unfortunately, he had a rope around his neck at the time, and it killed him.
Very romantic. I never knew he had a ranch of his own, though.
Oh, sure he did. He called it the Running W Bar J Split Wire Rocking Chair Diamond Star 2 Hash Knife X.
How did he ever get all that brand on one cow?
Well, the idea was that any critter he found running loose on the range, he could make the brand fit his one way or the other. Yeah, started with one steer and worked it up to the biggest herd in Montana.
I begin to see why that platform gave way. Mm-hmm. The old coyote was sure full of larceny, weren't he, partner?
Yeah, sure was, gal, and proud of it. Had three sons and named them all Russell. Old Sycamore had him quite a ranch. Run from the top of Montana down to the Mexican border.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Clear across Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico?
My gosh, are all those states in between?
Why, sure.
I thought it seemed an awful long ride back to the bunkhouse.
Bunkhouse is right. McGee, you know, you have a terrible habit of exaggerating things.
Yes, I suppose I have. But there's so little water out there, you develop a kind of a dry sense of humor.
Ought to be a joke there about a cowboy getting off his horse just to see the reins drop, but I can't make nothing of it, Parker.
Don't try, gal. Ever tell you about a couple of fresh water springs Uncle Sycamore had on his summer pasture that were so cold the water come up in the form of icicles?
No.
Sticking 20 or 30 feet in the air?
Really?
Yep. Cows would take a run at them, break them off, and kick them around in the sun till they melted.
McGee, now look, you must learn not to stretch the truth so far.
Well, my gosh, you don't want me to be dull, do you? Gee whiz, a guy's got to get a little color into his conversation.
Yeah, but you overdo it, dearie.
Well, I can't help it, Molly.
Oh, yes, you can.
Honest, I can.
Well, then I'll help you.
Hmm?
Every time you start going haywire with the facts, I'll pinch you or kick you in the shin.
Oh, go on, you can't kick that high.
I said shin.
Oh.
So now you watch yourself after this. I don't mind a little amusing story now and then, but when you really start exaggerating...
Oh, hi, Alice.
Hi, Mr. McGee. Hi, Mrs. McGee. Have you decided what you're going to do this summer?
Yes, yes. We're going out on a ranch out west, Alice.
It's a kind of a combination ranch and farm, Alice. I'm an expert both ways.
Oh, really, are you?
Oh, sure, I'm an expert. Why, when I was only 13, I was raising prize-winning watermelons. Used to raise melons that were 10 and 12 feet long. Ouch. And 2 inches thick. Used to slice them like cucumbers.
Did you kick him, Mrs. McGee?
Yes, I did, Alice. We have an agreement now. Every time he starts to exaggerate too much, I'm to snap him out of it.
Oh.
So don't pay any attention to him.
Don't you worry about it, Alice. I'm the guy with the broken leg.
But, criminy, what do you know about ranching, Mr. McGee?
Worked for several years on my Uncle Sycamore's ranch in Montana, Alice. He paid me 50 a month and found.
What does "and found" mean?
Well, that means he paid McGee 50 a month and found he wasn't worth it. Say, by the way, Alice, there was a phone call for you. I think it was Paul Weston.
Who, him?
He wants you to call him.
Oh, well, thanks, honey, but I don't think I will. He just wants a date, and I don't think a girl should date a man just to curry favor with him just because he's her foreman at the airplane plant. Should I?
That's a very sensible attitude, Alice. Mm.
Besides, I have a date tonight with the president of the company's son anyway. Well, I'll see you before you go.
Yeah, okay, Alice.
We've got more from Bibber and Molly coming up after this short break.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers. The Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. This Windows 10 laptop uses the latest Intel processors, Intel Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. VivoBook S14 lightens everything. Your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Visit asus.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hello? Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm in a burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
And now back to Jim and Marion Jordan on When Radio Was.
That reminds me, McGee, I better go find the trunk keys.
Huh?
You better start sorting out the clothes you want to take so we'll be ready.
Okay. Ah, there goes a good kid. And she's going to love the Old West, sitting on the porch of the old ranch house, watching the glory of the dying sun over the snow-capped mountains, waiting for me to come home from the roundup on account of she can't get her boots off by herself. Yes, sir, she's... Come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hi there, little girl. Turn your horse over to one of the hands and light down for a spell.
Well, hmm?
I'm just getting in the mood for this summer, Teeny. Mrs. McGee and I are going out and work on a cattle ranch.
Hey, mister.
Huh? What's the matter?
Why isn't Miss McGee ever here when I come in? Why isn't she?
Well, I don't know, sis. Just a... coincidence, I guess.
Oh? Doesn't she like little children? Doesn't she?
Why, sure she does, sis. She loves kids. I'll tell her you were asking about her.
Okay. Hey, you know what, mister?
Know what, Teeny?
School's out.
It is?
Hmm?
I says it is?
It is what?
School's out.
Gee, is it? Did you pass?
Sure I did. I got A in everything. I'm not talking about my school. I mean yours.
Oh?
How'd you do this year?
Well, swell, I betcha.
Mm-hmm.
I got A's and B's and everything but deportment.
Mm.
I flanked in deportment.
You don't mean flanked, Teeny. You mean flunked.
Why?
Huh?
Hmm?
I says you don't mean flanked. You mean flunked. When you flank something, it means you go around the end of it.
I know it.
Mm-hmm.
I always went around the end of the third row and socked Willie Toops with an eraser. That's why I flanked deportment.
I don't think that was very nice. What was the idea of flunking Willie?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I was just burned up, mister.
Mm.
Just
yeah.
Burned up.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. He carried Sarah Marshall's books home twice last week, and he's my boyfriend.
Oh, now, wait a minute. It's silly to be jealous at your age.
It is?
Sure.
How old do you have to be?
Oh, 16 or so.
Well, if you think I'm going to let that little two-timer get away with that stuff for 9 years before I smack
Lay off. Don't take things so serious. Was deportment the only thing you flunked in?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't very good in arithmetic, though, either.
Mm-hmm.
My teacher says if my daddy doesn't stop doing my homework, I'll never reach the 8th grade, I betcha.
Yes, I can understand that.
Hmm?
I says, that's quite apparent.
I'll say yes. The best one a girl ever had.
Oh,
well, I'll see you in October, mister.
Get the clothes sorted out that you want to take with you, dearie?
No, but I still got a couple of days. I travel light anyway. All I need on a ranch is a pair of Levi's and a hickory shirt. Get me some boots when I get there and a sombrero.
A what?
Sombrero, one of them big hats. I had one out in Wyoming once that was 6 feet across the brim. Ouch! It had a 1-inch crown. Silliest looking hat you ever saw.
You see, see how I'm helping you, dearie?
Yeah.
Before we made this little arrangement, that hat would have been 20 feet across and 9 feet high.
Well, as a matter of fact, I did have one hat that was...
Probably saved you another contusion.
Wouldn't be surprised. Come in.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Wellington.
Ah, there, Mrs. McGee. Permit me to kiss your hand. Thank you. And McGee, the back of my hand to you.
Easy there, stranger. You can't talk that away to me. I riles easy, and when I riles, I comes in a shooting. Now move on, son. We don't cotton to nesters in this valley. We aim to keep it decent for our women folk.
I say, old man, what is the meaning of this digression into the blustering blab of the buckskin bravo?
Well, he's practicing, Mr. Wellington.
Oh?
We're going out on a ranch this summer.
Going to resume my old career a cowhand, Wellington. Might do a little prospecting on the side, too.
Ah, an old desert rat. Or, in this case, leave us say, mouse.
I didn't know you'd plan on doing some prospecting, McGee.
I guess I never mentioned the fact that I discovered and developed the old Gopher Hole gold mine in western Utah. Well, sir, I'd been riding along looking for mavericks.
What's a maverick?
My gosh, don't you know what a maverick is?
No.
Nor I, McGee. What is a maverick?
Well, it's a kind of a... Well, let's keep it simple. I was looking for four-leaf clovers. All of a sudden, my horse stumbled in the gopher hole and flanged me over his head. But me being an old horseman, I always fell relaxed. In fact, I was so relaxed that by the time I hit the ground, I was sound asleep.
Oh.
And when I woke up, I had a gold nugget in my hand.
Probably an old filling.
That was the discovery of the Gopher Hole gold mine.
Was it of any value, old fellow?
Value? Mm. Why, in 3 years, we took out more than 17 million... 17 million rattlesnakes and not a grain of gold. Worst mining fluke ever recorded. Well, what can we do for you, Wellington?
Nothing, my friend. I just dropped in to wish you a pleasant summer. And I hope it will be most enjoyable.
Bull?
Not at all. I mean that seriously.
The first half of the final show of the 1943-44 season. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Nice little slip by Jim Jordan as Fibber near the end there. Even if you didn't notice the flub, Marion is Molly's laugh always gave it away. Marion Jordan, by the way, also was the voice of the little girl, Teenie. While the Jordans never had a television series, they did show up a few times over on the big screen, including the 1941 star-studded comedy, Look Who's Laughing. It featured another famous radio tandem. I'll name them then wrap up when radio was right after this.
I hear the train a-coming.
MusicRewind.com introduces Country Legends, The Guys, a unique compilation of some of the greatest country singers ever performing their best-known songs. Order Country Legends, The Guys at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and pay only $19.98. Plus, get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code LEGENDS33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to get this amazing 3-CD set. Remember promo code LEGENDS33 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
No need to get dragged out to the murder scene. Just get the Radio Spirits app today to help solve the crime. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Sam Spade, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Come on, what are you waiting for?
Don't wait on getting free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that Fibber McGee and Molly stars Jim and Marion Jordan were featured in the 1941 comedy film Look Who's Laughing. And joining them in that star-studded comedy picture, another famous radio tandem. Although it was actually just one guy. The answer is Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. I'm your host, Craig Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is
presented Chad Benson Show,
the Dana Show,
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.